B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning, Mother Fathers! Happy Monday to all across the Delaware Valley. Monday, November 29th. Hope you guys had a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving. Hope it was a nice, relaxing weekend and filled with family and food and festivity as the holidays are now here. It's a shame that the teams aren't conspiring to make it like a really fun holiday season, but we're going to have fun without them. Let's go right to yesterday, a disappointing loss in so many ways. Now, it was a difficult game. Now, last week, before the holidays, when we did our shows, I kept warning you that make no mistake, this is going to be a tough game. This is setting up to be a difficult spot for the Eagles, and it was. And the shame of it is, too, is that the Giants were banged up. Like, they were without Kadarius Toney, Rudolph, who's one of their other tight ends. So, like, and half their team was banged up, but it was a bad spot for them. Unfortunately, they had a chance to win and negate everything. As bad as Hurts played, and we'll get to Jalen coming up because it was a very sobering day for Jalen Hurts. Despite all that stuff, coming out, throwing the ball, you know, and I'll tell you why. They're one of the reasons why they had to do that. But despite it all roads go back to the draft. And all roads go back to two guys, DK Metcalf and Justin Jefferson. Because all roads go back to yesterday, the game, they can win it, and that's what happens, right? When you have a true magical season and you're truly a playoff contender, even with the wild card, like we know the Eagles are flawed. You know, we know there was no expectations for the playoffs. So I'm not even disappointed by the loss. However, the shame of it is Jalen Reagor. I just don't know how you dropped that ball. That pick will go down in infamy. Like, we thought the Arcega Whiteside pick over DK Metcalf would go down in infamy. And it did. This one is just worse. He's a horrible receiver. He's a worse punt returner. There's no redeeming qualities about him. And I remember the draft. I remember it like it was yesterday because it was during the teeth of the pandemic. It was the pandemic draft. And I was doing a show from home. And Chunas and I, that we were stunned that they took him, stunned. And all I kept hearing was, well, he can jump. And I that play yesterday, I replay in my mind's eye because he could jump. He jumped yesterday. And the ball was in his hands. And we talked about him having issues with drops. And the game's on the line. And that one play negates everything, right? He catches the ball. You know why? It puts the rest. We know that Justin Jefferson is a thousand times better, but it puts it to rest, right? They win the game. They're still, you know, very much alive in the playoff spot. Who knows? Division because of the Cowboys' loss. All he's got to do is come down with a ball. The only ball that Jalen Hurts threw well yesterday, right? The only ball. And it's right there. And it's in front of him. He's got perfect sight line. And he can't bring it down. He can't bring it down. It's just sad. It's sad. Like, I still can't believe that they're sitting here. And, you know, Devontae Smith's a player, but you need a quarterback who's got a real arm to be able to get him the ball and to use his talents. Yeah, I like Quez a ton, but, you know, again, he's another one that you got to have a guy with a big time arm, an NFL quality arm to get him the ball down the field. And then after that, you got this collection of just horrendous players. And it's a shame because that pick, and you can just go back to it, right? If they go get Metcalf or if they go get Jefferson, you know, I love Devontae, but now you can go Micah Parsons, right? Then you got that. Then you got you have that. But it's a shame because ultimately, as bad as they played yesterday, as bad as the quarterback was yesterday, they could have won it if he makes the catch. Now, here's the problem. Sobering day for Jalen. Because the Giants, this was my worry about him. The Giants played him exactly how you're supposed to play him, which is you're going to spy him, you're going to mush him, and you're going to force him to throw the ball down the field. And on a cold, blustery day, games you got to win, right, where the quarterback's got to be able to cut it through the howling winds of the Meadowlands, he can't do it. I mean, you know, the shame is, you know, that I would forgive him as just being a young quarterback and, like, making ill plays, like the play before halftime, which was just horrendous. You can't make that throw. You can't give up the three. I mean, that's a mortal sin to give up that three. But the real issue is, again, he does not have arm talent. He lacks it. He's got a pop gun arm, and he can't cut it through the wind, and he can't make zip throws and notice the loop on every throw. And that's the shame, because that's what caps his ceiling. It doesn't mean he stinks. It doesn't mean he can't play some sort of role in the league, but he's not a guy, that's the biggest fear, that's going to be able to win you games. Like, really, when you got to throw it. God bless him. He's got great instincts as a runner. He does. And he's a weapon. And, you know, the first half against Denver, he was sensational. He made a couple slide plays in the pocket. But again, you got to throw it. You got to be able, even in the Denver game, he only threw for a buck and whatever it was, 68. You got, in this league, which is the passing league, you got to be able to throw the ball down the field. Otherwise, you're wasting Devontae Smith. You got to be able to get the ball down the field. And that's his biggest problem. You see it. You see how he doubled, triple clutches to try to get it and using, you know, all that air under it. Oh, God. And it's frustrating on a day that against a team that you really should win. You know, you did have an advantage in spots. You know, as bad as the spot was with the schedule, that's a banged-up team that you played. Banged up. Both sides of the ball. And unfortunately, that's a tough loss. A tough loss to swallow. You know, they'll come back, and my hunch is, you know, they'll get after Flacco if he starts, because it looked like Zach Wilson got hurt. We'll see. But they'll go get after the Jets, right? You know, I can see the offense getting back on. Where, you know, they still ran for 200 yards. But let's be real here for a second. You know, you can't go anywhere if you can't dart the ball down the field. Like, when you watch push comes to shove, right, and you're watching, I'm sure you guys did this, right? You went from Eagles-Giants to Rams-Packers. Now, Rodgers is Rodgers, right? And Stafford had a couple woeful throws. But here you go. They're going toe-to-toe in the Lambeau cold. I mean, you know, that's playoff football. You got to be able to do that. You got to be able to get the ball down the field. And you got to be able to get the ball down the field quickly. And that's the shame of it. And that's why yesterday was a very, very sobering day at the Meadowlands. A lot of work to be done. Good morning, Tunis.
I'm beat up today, man.
Yeah, I got the union.
I let them do it to me again. Yeah, I got the union. Doop, doop, man. Yeah. PKs.
Love Blake, Eastern, fantastic.
A berth in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. So yeah. Shout out to Against Jim Curtin,
New England or New York.
I'm rocking the Union swag today.
Nice.
So for our Union or our YouTube viewers, I'm rocking the Union today. It was a big win. It's the only win this weekend. Because I watched the Sixers collapse against an awful team. I watched the Flyers lose their sixth straight game. And the Eagles fell to the New York Giants in a game where the Giants were banging.
Oh, by the way, so the Mets did too.
Yeah, the Mets are just getting everybody. And the Phillies are sitting there with their you know, hands folded saying, oh, we'll wait. Yeah. You and I were going through the center field options that are still out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. You can get 95-year-old Ian Desmond. He's available. Like, what are we doing here?
Well, we'll get to those other teams, but the pressing issue right now is the Eagles.
Yes.
After yesterday, and I saw it today.
Terrible mood.
Yeah, I'm here for you, brother.
Like, I know.
Listen, I'm not.
I know you're being smart. You're doing the, you know, sans emotion, and I credit you for it.
It's not about.
You win that game, you're back to 500. You win that game, you're.
That's who they are. They're not going to win the game. Like he, as much
as begging you to win it,
I know. As much as listen, the one throw he makes all day long is one that is high. And the one thing Jalen does, he don't have the zip arm, but he throws a catchable ball.
Yeah, he does.
Like you know, and the shame is that Rager could have just erased how bad the day was.
Yeah,
and we get a nice holiday season playoff.
Yeah,
run.
You know what we'd be saying. Well, Hurts didn't play well, but listen, it's always tough going on the road against one of your divisional opponents, and they came out of there with a win, and maybe there is some magic with this team, right? We'd be fired up today, even if it was as ugly as it was, but they'd come out with a win. We're fired up today. We're boom, boom, booing. We're going Cuz Cruz, all this kind of stuff. But no, they lose that game because, yes, your former first-round pick drops two passes. I know he was interfered on the first one. I they missed the call there, but... It hit him in the face. Like,
dude, you let it hit you in the face. It's criminal.
And then the second
because
one,
because it erases
dropped.
The whole thing.
You know what it reminded me of? I brought up during post game. Remember Arthega Whiteside? Another high draft pick that they used on a wide receiver that sucks against the Detroit Lions a few years ago when Wentz threw up the prayer downfield and Arthega Whiteside went right through his hands. It was a mirrored image. I'm like, what? These are top wide receivers. Well, top in terms of draft selection. First round pick, second round pick. These guys can't hold on to the ball. And then I'm in the red zone. I got Greg Ward dropping passes. I got Nate Herbig because unfortunately Kelce goes down, killing you with two holding penalties. I mean, Hurts was awful yesterday. Terrible. Did he give you a chance to win at the end? Yeah, he did, but he was terrible.
Well, the defense did.
Yes. I'm just saying like the throws at the end there. But in the end, this entire team was just awful yesterday.
Listen,
and the Giants were begging you to win.
Yeah, I mean, they're a banged up team. That was some bad football.
Oh, it was awful.
I mean, that was some bad football. I mean, that's what that was. I mean,
I had no joy watching that game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it was ugly. It was an ugly game. It was ugly football.
When you lost to the Chiefs.
You're not sending the tape to Canton?
No.
That's what it is.
You lost to the Chiefs earlier this year, but at least you know, you hung in there. Kind of. This game, I mean, this was just terrible football. I'm watching these two teams. They can't get in the end zone. Bad penalties throughout.
Yeah, no, it was horrible football.
But the Eagles were the worst team yesterday.
It was horrible. It was just bad.
And I'm angry. I am quite frankly, dude.
What are you angry about?
I'm just angry at the whole situation. I'm angry because it comes back to the draft picks, like you said. And they got three first-round picks, and I should be all excited about three first-round picks, three in the top 15, because the Colts lose yesterday. And I don't know, is the guy that's making the selections going to screw up, or the handful of guys making the selections? I have no faith in this staff. Yeah. All I heard last week, and oh my God, it was driving me crazy. Oh, the notion that Howie and the Eagles can't draft. Well, look at the 2018 draft. Everybody signed extensions. Okay, congrats. You got one. The others, are we just going to forget 2017? There's one guy left, and he's going to be gone in Barnett.
The real problem is when you bleep up first round picks
every year.
Like when you screw up ones and twos
every year.
I mean, really. Let's be real again. Hurts should never have been selected in the second round.
No, he should not.
With all those players, they should never have been taken.
Uh-huh.
And once again, you can't go. The Rager pick was horrible. Tomorrow, we're going to flash back to the show on the Friday after that pick. And, you know, this isn't just, look now, see, you say, we said at the time that it made no sense with all those receivers to go with this kid.
We talked about trading
back. In a slop conference. Yeah. Horrible.
We talked about trading back to get guys like Brandon Ayuk because there were other guys available.
Who had almost 100 yards.
Now, obviously, Justin Jefferson's the pick, but there were other guys that we literally talked about trading back to the later part of the second round.
I know.
And you went with Jalen Reagor, who, by the way, that same scouting report where they talked about how great of a leaping ability he has, he also dropped everything.
Yep.
And, oh, look what happened yesterday, too.
And the biggest thing, and here's the thing. How do you come back with this? Like, there is a lot of work.
Oh, my God, yeah.
There's a lot of work to be done. And that's the shame of it. I mean, let's, as we're talking about this thing, what has kept you alive in this season, without it would be a disaster, is your O-line.
Exactly.
You're in this whole thing for two reasons. Your offensive line, which is stellar, and the fact that half this league is trash.
Yes.
You know, there is a lot of parity. It's a weird year with a lot of teams that you're catching. That's why you see these strange things.
Yeah, I mean, the Vikings are only 5-6, and they're the final wild card spot right now.
Right.
Like,
you added
you're
a wild
right,
card.
You're right there.
And the whole...
And you're playing the Jets next week.
And the whole... Right. But, you know, again, the problem is that we all have discerning eyes, right? We've all... No, we know what playoff football teams should look like.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't one of them.
Right, and this is why for the people that said, oh, this is a winnable game, this is a winnable game, this is a winnable game, and I kept on saying, yes, it is, but those fan bases are saying the same things about the Eagles. The Eagles are a winnable game. No matter what the opponent is, they are looking at the Eagles as a winnable game, including the Jets. Now, I think the Eagles beat the Jets, but I'm sure there are Jets fans that go, that team's not all that good. Like, we could win this one.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. Well, again, what means something is, are you building toward being a real contender? Because I don't know about you guys. It's like the Hurts thing. Listen, I like the kid. You know, I was hoping maybe you get lucky and, you know, he can hold water and then you can, you know, have to draft a quarterback and whatever. Because you got all those picks. But if you're looking at Hurts as the future of your quarterback, you're settling. You're not going to win. Ultimately, I go like this. I need someone with a ceiling that I look at and go, yeah, I can win with him. All right? Because these game managers you're never going to win with these guys. The Trevor Siemians.
Yeah.
Right? Like... The Bridgewaters, you're just not going to win. You can't win a Super Bowl
unless you have the 85 Bears defense.
But in 2021,
yeah, it's not
that doesn't exist. The game is too offensive driven. So, you know, it's nice to have a good defense. It's nice to have a running game, but you can't fool it. You got to have a quarterback. Because there's going to be games, maybe not for the one Super Bowl or maybe not for the one championship, NFC or AFC championship game, but somewhere down the line, either to get the one seed or to get past a round in the playoffs, you need a quarterback to win you a game.
I'm angry today, man.
I mean, dude.
I haven't stopped being angry. I didn't sleep last night, dude.
Yeah, I hear you. I guess there's a lot of people angry. I'm not.
I was just there for the taking, man. And you just...
Yeah, but they're
time you just and time
got
to, again.
But you just got done saying it. They're not good enough.
No, they're not. But come on, man.
They're not
the game's
good team,
right there.
Neither
are the Giants. They were begging for you to win. And you just
couldn't
do it.
Well, they're not a good team. They're not a good team. That just is what it is.
Oh, God, it just sucks. I'm so angry, dude.
I hear you, buddy. There's a lot of stuff to be angry about. But
I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't want to see. It's holidays, dude. I don't want to see you completely morose.
Yeah, well.
We'll discuss it all. Don't worry. 610-632-0975. That's how you reach us. Cuz ready with the chewness. Getting started. Hey, 40 days up to 40 pounds. Important. Say this with me. 40 days up to 40 pounds. That's how much you can lose when you join NJ Diet. NJ Diet only takes 40 days to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds. And since NJ Diet is contractually guaranteed money bag program, you have nothing to worry about. NJ Diet is 100% tailored to you by using bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, blood work. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep the weight off. 40 days up to 40 pounds can be a real thing. Unlike other weight loss systems, NJ Diet is all natural, no shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, no surgery. With offices close by in Princeton, Cherry Hill, KOP, King of Prussia, that's right, from home, live online video consultations. Call now, 855-5NJ-DIET. Go to njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com. 40 days up to 40 pounds. Say it with me. 40 days up to 40 pounds.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Bad things happen in Philadelphia.
Oh,
bad
no, things. Shoot us. Come on, man.
That's right. It stinks.
Yeah, I get it's bleak, dude. I can't go into this downward spiral. Right? Like, whew, I'll tell you one thing. We have had some heinous receivers, though.
Like, dude, terrible.
Like the drops. Dude, the worst receivers in the history of receivers. Like, what?
And we're not talking, hey, this is a sixth-round talent we got. We're hoping. No, Rager was a first-round pick, or I think a Whiteside was a second-round pick.
God, dude, they're horrible. Go back to Aguilar.
Aguilar, first-round, 17th overall?
I mean, these guys, seriously. Are you kidding me?
Josh Huff, third round pick.
And, you know, it's funny. Every one of them, I went, what? I wonder, like, see, these dudes, I don't even understand how to, what goes through their minds. I really don't when they're looking at players. Because I swear to God, all right? I'm not just doing it. Because, listen, I make plenty of mistakes. I'm wrong plenty of times, all right? However, when it comes to the draft, I go, you, and I'm talking about all the audience out there, right? And me, the track record speaks for itself. It just does. I'll go back. I'll play you drafts, the shows after every draft. It's archived. I tell you all the players I wanted. And, dude, I know I'm right. All right? Like, and I know the audience, a lot of the audience is right. These guys, I don't even understand what they're looking at.
Imagine.
Are you kidding me?
Now
like that J.J. White, Arcega Whiteside, I remember going, what? Because I watched a lot. I love college football, yeah. Right? So I watch it all. And I remember going, this gives you nothing. It's a bad Pac-12 conference.
It's a big body receiver, right?
Man. Like nothing. Like he had no explosiveness. He couldn't run. What? Second round?
Imagine drafting someone because you're like kind of doing a favor for a friend or whatever. Like the story.
Dude, I don't know what this story. Honestly, I don't know.
Imagine doing that,
dude. I don't know what the story is. All right, so I do know that was Jeffrey's pick, and I don't know if it was his son or who was around or the analytics people loved him or whatever it was. The first thing they ought to do there is detonate that's the analytics wing of NovaCare. They're making the same mistake. I've said 100 times, they're making the same mistake the Phillies did going down this road.
Yeah.
Same mistake. You want to be smarter than everybody. You want to reinvent the game. You can't reinvent the game if you got people running around who could be very intelligent, but here's what they lack. They lack football intelligence. Mm-hmm. Okay? You got to have an eye. You got to have a feel for the game. It's not just what's in your brain. It's a feel. You got to understand it. You can't just look at data and understand the sport.
Right.
That's why you have the heinous drafts that they did. They look at players. That data doesn't mean anything. College football's a joke. You got to look at the guy. You got to watch him. You got to talk to him. You got to feel him. That's how you draft.
Like and they get no credit for me for Devontae Smith. Now I'll give Howie credit for making the trade because they had to get to him. But it's not like Devontae Smith. Oh wow, what a find, what a gem! Like,
yeah, well, anybody
it was obvious.
Well, you didn't even need to watch Alabama all the way to the championship game. In the first quarter, all you got to do is watch the first quarter championship game. Oh yeah, he's a star. But in reality, and I love Devontae, so I'm not saying
you shouldn't have him at this point.
But quite frankly, Micah Parsons should be here instead of Devontae, and you should have Justin Jefferson or DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
Or anybody else. Because there's a lot of receivers you could add. Mm. And Micah Parsons, there's not a lot of Micah Parsons out there.
No.
Let's go to the phone line. Start it off. Drew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Drew.
Hey, how's it going? I have two things. So the first thing would be, do you want the Eagles to go after Russell Wilson in the offseason or go to the draft at a quarterback? Because I think as a fan base, we're kind of decided on that Jalen Hurts is not the future. Doesn't have the arm strength.
Yeah, I don't think I hear this Russell Wilson talk all the time. I don't think he's coming here, dude. I don't think there's a prayer that he's coming here. And quite frankly, I don't even know that you're ready for him. Like, you're talking about a quarterback that wants to come in and ready to win now. Are they as good as the Seahawks right now?
No, I don't think they are.
I mean, and Seattle's having a bad year. So my point is that, you know, Russell Wilson's going to go to a place that's ready to win. I don't know that you're ready to win now.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you might be right on that. So you want to go with the draft or stick with Hurts for another year?
Dude, at this point, again, it's too early to tell you. I do think there's some talent in the draft. If I have to stick with Hurts or another journeyman and look at 2 years from now, I mean, that's another option. You basically have three options, right? Here's your options. You either go get the veteran, Russell Wilson, or you see what happens with Deshaun Watson, or you draft a quarterback this year and there's a couple guys that you like, or you push to the following year in 23 and you piecemeal, you draft defense, and you try to build the rest of your team, and then try to go get your quarterback in 2 years.
Gotcha. All right, so the second part would be, all right, so Jalen Rager's been pissing me off all year on these pumps.
Yeah.
So, research on it. He has the second least yards per return in Eagles history.
Yeah.
All right, so
he's not Reno Mahe, Drew.
So I'm looking at the options here. I'm thinking Kenneth Gainwell or Quez Watkins, but the problem with that is, neither of them have any experience punt returning, and I don't think Devontae Smith.
You don't want to do that.
So, I mean, the Eagles, I don't know what they're going to do there, but I think they need to make a change because it's ridiculous. He doesn't do anything. 5.7 yards per return.
But here's the thing, though. I mean, that's the least of your worries. You're talking about a punt return, right? That's the least of your worries. Like, you got to figure out what you're doing. You got to build this thing. And there's a lot of holes that you got on this team that's masked by a really good offensive line.
That is true. I don't know. I would make the argument that if we keep our three first-round picks, one of them should be used on a wide receiver that can also field punt returns.
You can't keep drafting receivers, dude. You have gone through. You have used too much capital. You got all the places that you need. Like, the punt return thing is nice. Thanks, buddy. You know, but you shouldn't have to use a first-round pick to go get another receiver punt returner.
No.
That's a mistake. You know who drafts receivers like that in the first round? The Lions. If you recall, during the 2000s, the Lions, three straight years, used high picks on wide receivers. It was Rodgers. It was, who's the other kid? He wound up going to Dallas, and it was Megatron. I mean, you're not going to win that way. You know who you should be taking? Guys like Michael Parsons. Like, I could argue, quite frankly, that Michael Parsons, if you remember, we talked about the draft, I love Devontae and he's a star, but you could argue that Michael Parsons is more valuable because there are receivers out there.
Yeah, and you can get guys in free agency, too. You're going to have money come off the books and all this kind of stuff.
See,
there's other options.
See,
I wouldn't spend a third first
round. What used to be, receivers were like big-time playmakers were a premium because nobody threw it in college.
Right.
But now everybody throws in college. Nobody runs it. Everybody throws in college.
Yeah, Quez Watkins looks like he can be a nice little player.
So,
he was a fifth-round pick.
Receivers are, there's a glut of them. And it's just amazing because this crowd can't get one.
It's like Phillies and outfielders.
Yeah.
Here are your Lions wide receivers. Charles Rogers in 03. Roy Williams,
that was it. Yeah,
Mike Williams, 05.
That's right.
They went linebacker, Ernie Sims in 06, but then Calvin Johnson in 07.
Yeah.
So four or five seasons.
Was here.
Yeah, that's right.
Sharks in the water. Yeah, like, but that's how you build. But look at that. They took four receivers and a linebacker in the first round.
Yeah.
You wonder why the Lions sucked? That's right. Mike Williams, too. Oof.
That's gross.
That's why they suck. That's why Matt Millen's calling college games and doing these, you know, trash NFL games. Aaron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Aaron.
Hey.
What's up, my brother?
My brother, my cuz. What's up with you, cuz? Now, I agree with everything you said 100%. I agree with you. But let me ask you a question. Why did they lose that game?
There's a multitude. Yeah. Hurts was horrible.
Okay, Hurts was horrible. Now, did Nick call a good game? No, he called a horrible game.
So you think that Sirianni was more responsible than the quarterback?
Yes, because
you have to throw
the ball over 40 times in a game, and
I'm not even arguing with it. You gotta have a quarterback who could play. It's a stupid argument.
Okay. So those last two games they ran a ball.
And by the way, he threw it 31 times.
Okay, but
31 times. You can't throw it 30 times in the NFL. You shouldn't be a quarterback.
Okay.
Stop.
I listened to Ray Dettinger. And he
I don't care. I don't care about it. I love Ray. Okay. I make up my own mind. Stop.
Let me talk.
Well, when you come in with a name comments.
Because you come with Nick, you like giving him a pass.
I'm not giving him a pass. The point is the quarterback can't even play. But dude, get it right. Stop. I don't want to argue. I am not arguing on a Monday morning. Not. Nobody's giving Sirianni a pass. That's stupid. First of all things stupid. If your quarterback can't throw the ball 30 times, you shouldn't be in the league. Stop. But, dude, do me a favor. Go do your homework before you call. All right? Throw the ball 40 times. No, actually, it was 31, which is a huge difference. All right? 25% difference.
And let's face it, the reason why it was 31 was because you were trying to come from behind at the end. And
exactly.
Yet they're still running the football.
So inane. Listen, I don't care what anybody says. Just don't bring up this one or that one. I don't care what they say. I don't. I got my own eyes. I know what I'm talking about. If you disagree, fine, disagree. But get it right. Get your facts right, Aaron. Stop. Eric, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Anthony, this is Eric for the first time calling, man. And it's really disappointing to see the Eagles go the way they're going. But I think everybody needs to look at the big picture here. First of all, the quarterback doesn't have a rocket arm. You already said that already earlier. This is not the quarterback for the team. Okay, Sirianni needs to go because in the next 3 or 4 years, he still ain't going to be able to get it done. Rager needs eyeglasses. If you guys look at the conference that they had the other day, yesterday, the boy was squinting like he couldn't see anybody. He needs glasses. That's why he's dropping the ball.
If he was sleepwalking, he should have caught that ball.
I understand that.
If his eyes are closed, if he had a blindfold on, the ball hit his hands.
As a former receiver,
I don't care. Unless you played in the NFL, I don't care.
I understand.
If he caught, if the ball hit his hands. You're talking about his eyes? You could close your eyes. You know how many times? I'm sure you did it. It's a drill. Feel.
I hear you. I understand that. And he should have caught the ball. Anytime the ball hits the receiver hand, you got to catch it. I agree with you 100%. And the other thing is, how is going to blow our picks? You got to remember the big picture here is they want to draft a quarterback next year. That's what they're going to do. Because Hurts cannot get it done, even with Sirianni, could play a good, you know, offensive coordinating job. He's not the quarterback that has the gun.
It's a shame because we all hope that he was because he's a likable kid and it makes it easy. You know what I mean? It's just lot easier, Eric, if he's the guy. But we all agree. We all see it. That's the flaw. The flaw is he just got a popgun arm.
I agree, 100%. And also, people need to stop this Russell Wilson stuff coming here. Russell Wilson is not going to come to a quarterback. I mean, coach, that's not going to happen. So stop it, guys.
Yeah, I don't even know that. Like, listen, I love Russ, but, you know, are you ready for a 34-year-old quarterback? Right? Like, that means you're ready to win.
He's seen his time. We're not ready to win yet. We don't have the personnel. We don't have the coaching to win yet. Okay, that's not going to happen. And we need good scouting.
Yes.
When are we going to find some good scouting?
Brother, Eric, I don't know. And it's frustrating, man. It's frustrating. It's all get out.
Come on. How you pass up on, you know, the receiver over in Minnesota and the one over in Seattle? How do you do that? Anthony?
I don't know. I hear you, bro. I hear you.
There's some scouts that know talent.
But like, these are obvious. You know what? Here's what gets you insane, right? These are obvious players, right? Like, obvious picks.
And we can't win too many games because if we win too many games, we're going to miss out on the first round draft picks, which Howard's going to blow anyway. So, come on, guys. We're not here to win a lot of games. So let's get off of this bandwagon that we're going to run the rest of the game. That's not going to happen. The coaches are not there. The players aren't there. I don't have anything else to say, Anthony.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Have a great one. You know, I'm not a big believer in the tank. I told you that. Like, if you can make the plus, you make the playoffs. But, you know. Oh, my God.
That awesome video resurfaced yesterday of the Vikings war room.
Oh, yeah.
When the Eagles drafted Jalen Reagor and they laughed.
Mm-hmm.
They laughed. Visually, laugh.
I can't keep. I sound already. It's Monday morning, and I really don't want to be fighting and arguing and all. And it's the holidays. Like, I don't want to. Like, this thing is going to. It's going to ruin us. Like, I don't want to. I can't keep talking about Justin Jefferson. You're right. Like, how are you supposed to have faith in the draft? I agree with you guys. You guys are right. But my God, how many times are we going to mention these names?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same exercise.
It's every
once a week.
You know, every time they lose, it goes back to this.
But they're losing because of it. Like,
I know.
That's the thing that sucks.
No, I'm not saying it's wrong. It's definitely right.
The quarterback played poorly. A guy they drafted. Like, I saw a tweet the other day. Because, again, for some reason, there was this weird love affair for Howie last week. And the 2018 draft, like, way too much. And then
I don't know where that came. Like, because you brought it up, I'm like,
my God! See, there was reporters, like, out of nowhere. I'm like, whoa, hold on a second.
Dude, that's
guys.
Why I keep telling you not to pay attention to that stuff.
But somebody put out, this isn't getting enough traction. Every player on the Eagles' offense, every starter, was drafted by the team. And I go, okay, but what does that mean? Like, Reagor was drafted by the team, but he sucks. I think a Whiteside was drafted by the team. He sucks. So what? Like, I can't go. Hey, look, everybody that was on offense.
Well, what
drafted.
Are we going to do though?
Sanders, they don't trust.
Are we going to have this? Are we going to just go over every draft? How many times have we done this exercise?
Until they reshape everything. Yes.
Yeah, but how many times are we going to do this exercise?
Until they reshape the front office. And you know that's not going to happen. So it's the exercise is going to happen every
week.
I
know, but every time, but every time we do this, like it's just after a while, you go, I got to get off the merry-go-round, right? After a while, I got to get off. Yeah.
It never stops moving. You don't have time. You literally jump.
But it's not fun. Like there's nothing fun about it.
Of course not. You know why?
Bad things happen in Philadelphia.
Stop!
That's why.
By the way, the Flyers suck.
Yeah. What the hell's going on? The Sixers at Beats put up 44 in a loss to the T-Wolves.
Yeah, well,
I got D'Angelo Russell doing the ice in my veins celebration.
I know we're held hostage.
And
by the way, the Mets signed four guys.
Yeah,
they signed two. You got Escobar, who's stud.
Yes.
You get him out of, and you're going to get him out of a pitcher's park in Arizona, the air conditioner in the West. I mean.
The Marlins signed an outfielder.
Marte, who the Phillies were in on.
Yeah.
And Connor, the kid from Oakland, who again could play center field. He's got a little pop.
Yep.
And
gets on base a lot.
Yeah. He could play leadoff for you.
Yeah. Who's the Phillies leadoff hitter?
Ugh.
I'm going to bring back Koch.
Oh, these tunas.
Bah humbug.
I don't want to spend it's not even December. Let's talk about Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Thank God for Parks Casino and Sportsbook, because when these teams get you aggravated, you go with other teams. And you can bet on all the games. Like how about Saturday? The Big Brain, in fact, had Michigan outright. Oh, what a incredible stuff. But that's what it is. All Thanksgiving, maybe you'll add the Raiders outright. All kinds of odds boosts. I mean, you name it. In-game, the props are endless. Endless props. You got to go get the Park Sportsbook app. Download it to your phone and make it part of your sports arsenal. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code FANATIC. You'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. You got to be in PA. You got to be 21. The website's got all the details. Check it out. You're going to love the Parks Sportsbook, and you can bring it home right to your phone. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
O'clock. Good morning. I'm hanging on by my fingernails, not trying to keep the spirit alive from the Thanksgiving holiday.
Bah humbug.
Yeah, I hear you. Like you're very upset.
Yeah, dude. I'm like,
here's the thing. I'm not, and I'm in the stark minority. Because, listen, I what did you expect from this team?
Not like nothing.
Like even
I said six wins, but you had an opportunity to win a game yesterday.
But they're not good.
I know, but they had an opportunity.
But that's what happens with teams that aren't good.
Jalen Reagor drops another pass, which then gets us into the drafting conversation over and over and over again.
I know.
And you ask, when is it going to end? And I'll tell you, when they're out of there, and they're never going to be gone. They're all friends. It's all happy-go-lucky. Hey, look, we drafted Jordan Mailata. We took a shot at a rugby player, but look, we're geniuses now.
Well, you missed one. The Super Bowl. I mean, honestly, that's why people go, it's Howie. And listen, obviously Howie has something to do with it. But, you know, Jeffrey Lurie has a lot to say. Again, this isn't one guy. This isn't a one-man production.
Oh, no, I'm not. I know.
This
I know
is a Jeffrey Lurie's the boss.
And the Hallaby.
It's his team.
The Hallaby's strongly involved.
I keep trying to say that to
football
people.
Decisions.
But they don't want to. Nobody wants to hear about that. I mean, that in the story inside the Eagles that was written both in the Inquirer and in the Athletic by our friends Jeff McClain and Zach Berman, right? What did they tell you? They told you about the black ops that yes. was the analytics department that had a lot of power. That's a real issue.
Yeah, that's not
see,
good.
The issue of the analytics department, it rears itself in a lot of different things. The draft, the game plan, the roster. That's a huge problem.
Yeah, it sucks. And again, it's not changing. Like, I don't. Every time we have Jeff on, McClain, and we talk about, hey, like the front office, oh, Jeff loves Howie, and Jeff loves Alec Hallaby, and Jeff, like it, there never seems to be any sort of smoke coming out of the front office that there might be a change. And I get it. The Super Bowl was just 5 years ago. So how long does that keep you, how long does that keep your job safe?
Well, but see this line? Okay, let's discuss this once and for all. That doesn't make sense. You know why it doesn't make sense? Because, again, it's a Jeffrey Lurie production. He owns the team. What do you mean, how long does that keep your job safe?
I'm not talking about Lurie. I'm talking about everybody else involved because you got to get other
minds. It's his production.
I know, but you need to have other minds in there. And he's got to realize this. Does he not realize how bad the drafts have been over the last 4 years?
Andrew, newsflash. If you're the owner, you do what you want.
Yeah.
And that's what he believes in. He tells you, hey, Andrew, shut up. Get in the corner because I won a Super Bowl. That's what he tells you.
Yeah.
And you go, well, how long is that? La, 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 la. And he goes, look at all my track record. Look at all my successes, he says. I mean, you know, this whole notion of how long does this keep your job? It's the owner's production. He's the one making a lot of the decisions.
Yeah, and he likes that.
So
he can
make
those
decisions. The
decisions,
that's it. You got to only hope and pray that they can get it right.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of praying.
Well, I hear you, but this notion of well, this and that, everybody looks at the bullseye. I get it, right? Howie's a GM. I get it, but you just got done bringing up Hallaby. And then you got the biggest thing in the world is the owner's box. And you got the son, Julian. I mean, it's all part of this. It's the big network. I mean, this is what it is.
Yep. And it's just an awesome situation that we're in.
Well, unfortunately, but this whole note, we got to stop with the, hey, well, when does this change? Well, it may never change.
And that
I don't
sucks.
Know.
Sucks. But I hope and pray that he realizes, wow, this has been really bad.
Okay.
Like John Middleton realized way too late, but realized, okay, the Klentak thing's not working. Let me bring in a baseball guy in Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah, well, here's the other problem, too, because I don't know that they're all out of the woods either.
Oh, yeah, I know. And that scares me.
But the real issue is this. Though, I guess the hope is this. I'll give you some hope. The hope is if you look at Jeffrey Lurie's track record, the one thing, and I do believe that he wants to win. I think the guy is a good owner, and he loves the team. He wants
to win. They're
always
spending a lot of money.
Like, he puts all his resources. He really he does. Here's the hope, that he will go through whims, right? He'll do that.
Yep.
When he went with Andy, and he stuck with Andy, and he had to win. But listen, he went through the whims after Andy, then Chip Kelly, and then he stepped that back. And so we've seen, you know, some change throughout the time. So, you know, again, I can't tell you, you know, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do, draft, and we could just talk about it. We're going to go this week. We'll go play old tape, old sound from our shows at post-drafts to prove the audience and we know what we're doing looking at the draft. All right? That'll be our our little project. But as far as anything else, I can't tell you. Here's my reason why I'm not angry today. I don't expect them to. I told you last week it was a tough game. Like, I don't want to be, I don't want to be Bah Humbug and go, they're going to lose. But come on. I mean, it had the spot written all over it.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
That's it. They're not that good. That's who they are.
Yeah,
so there's no reason to be upset.
I'm going to be pissed off all freaking week, dude.
I know you are.
I'm warning you now.
And you and everybody else. And I'm going, listen, the holidays, man. I don't know what else to tell you. Because they're not that good. They're not.
Oh, they're not. I know that. But when I go, hey, listen, they have a chance to win this game, go to 6-6, and all of a sudden you're the seventh wild card seed because the Vikings lose. But no, you lose to the Giants 13-7 when you had every opportunity to win that game.
But they didn't.
You get a penalty call back because of the Herbig.
The quarterback threw three horrendous picks.
Yeah.
Three. You don't ever win a game when you throw three picks. And including give up points right before halftime.
Yeah. Come on, dude. Throw the ball away.
Which is a joke. Right? Like, listen, the poor kid. Listen, here's what he is. Like, we know the kid's got limitations. Now you put him up and this is what happens when you have tape on a guy, right?
Now the league does.
So the tape, there's tape on them, right? There's you had the Giants. They're able to go through it all. The more you play, the more tape's there. And you know what the weakness was. Listen, you're going to play Jalen Hurts. What are you going to do? You're going to spy him, right? You're going to crowd the line of scrimmage and on them. So all those flash passes and all those quick hitters, you take that away and you mush him. So you force him to stand in the pocket and throw. That's how you're going to defend the Eagles properly. It's not rocket. I told you all season that this is, if I was defensive coordinator, this is what you got to do.
Yeah. The safety of the Giants, Love, yesterday spoke after the game, and they asked what the strategy was to defend Jalen Hurts, and he said, we know he's very talented running the football, but we wanted him to beat us with his arm.
Yeah. Told you that all year. So now you got a team that finally does it. On a day that's cold and blustering.
Yeah.
And on a day where, you know, listen, it's a shame because Miles Sanders, if he doesn't get hurt, I think he was on his way to a big day.
Yeah, he's run the ball well.
Because their O-line, same Kelsey too. The only way they can win is if their O-line is intact and they just run it. And you could beat bad teams. David, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys.
How you doing? What's up, Dave?
It's a pleasure seeing y'all at the terminal.
What's going on? It was great to see you, Dave.
Yes. AM, listen, I would get rid of Jalen Hurts just because he just don't work out for what I want. You know, the coach, the only reason the coach will get a second chance to me, Anthony, is because he is a rookie coach. Can you imagine if he had came here, but we did have an established quarterback? Because they don't have the best wide receivers. But if we had an established quarterback, somebody that could hit maybe 18 out of 30, 19 out of 30 easy with the running game, we'd be an okay team getting by. So I think you got to give the coach.
Yeah, I don't understand. First of all, you could go through any game and go, I should have did this, should have did that. I didn't think it was egregious. There were games where were egregious, right, where you threw the ball too much. I didn't think yesterday was an egregious game plan.
No, and think about this.
At some point, you're playing football, your quarterback's got to throw the ball.
That's right. And if I'm a quarterback, I like to come to a coach that want me to throw the ball. You know, so he's going to get some plus size. I don't know if Russell Wilson is the right guy or not. I don't want the old guy like him to rebuild. But I hope they just don't blow the picks, man. And Jeffrey Lurie is the one calling all the shots here. You don't get fired. If Howie ends up leaving, it's going because he couldn't get another job in the organization carrying Jeffrey bags for him and still getting paid the same money. He's going to be there with Jeffrey because that's his partner. He like him.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing. But I'm just saying that the Eagles, man, I just want them to Bill for those draft picks coming. I don't want him. That receiver, you know what they should have done to the receiver, though? They should have took his gloves off him. He can't handle gloves. That's what they do to him, man. You know?
I can't believe it. Paul, how about, like, when you just forget the whole game, right? Forget the whole thing was a disaster, except at the end of the game, he has a chance to right the whole wrong that was the game. And the ball, the ball hits him right in the fingers. Like, he's touching the damn thing. And the one thing about Jalen is that he does throw pillows. He's not going to take your finger off, right?
Yes. Hey, Amp, you know what else was horrible about the game? Jalen Hurts threw all the running, and I like seeing him play. I wish him success. But you you third down and need 2 yards, and now it's not. Show me now that you can run. Get the ball down for me or something. Now you're not running. You're throwing the ball 10 yards down the field each time. You know, I'm just tired of him, to be honest. I just want a regular quarterback that can throw the ball and run here and there when you have to. So I'm looking forward to the Eagles with these draft picks and maybe the next few years with the coach getting an extra year. And because think about this, and again, when he gets a quarterback that can play a little bit from the pocket, he's already setting his quarterback up because he's more than willing to throw the ball too. So
Dave, it's so good seeing you, buddy. Thank you. You know my response to the whole thing is, bleep Ben Simmons.
All right.
That's always fair.
What the hell, man? I just want my Sixers to be back.
Yeah, that was...
Come on, man.
That was not fun over the weekend, man.
Listen, I know this thing... You know, look, I don't... Again, I hear you, front office. I'm not saying anything. The only thing I am saying is they're going to have a ton of draft capital and a ton of salary cap. All right? The future should be bright.
Should be.
But again,
bad things happen in Philadelphia.
Stop. You're bringing me down.
Well, I mean, even I'm excited for the cap too. Like, you're gonna have some money, but some of the free agents, you cut Eric Wilson midway through the season.
And honestly, this is where I'll argue with you. Those are trash signings, 1 year deals. You're taking flyers on guys. He wasn't a part of your future. And by the way,
I'm sorry, I'm miserable today.
Who liked that? Like,
nobody.
Everybody.
There are a lot of people that.
Well, right, because they're fans looking at it that way. That's not how you build a team. All that was is a stopgap, piecemeal. That's all these signings were. The minute you decided to get rid of Wentz, you knew that you were taking on the chin this year.
It's gross.
Sheed, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sheed!
Yo, cuz. What's up,
guys? What's up, Sheed?
What's up, baby? You and Judas. How y'all feeling this
morning? What's going on, Sheed?
I'm chilling, cuz. I'm a little upset, too, cuz. But I can't complain, cuz. I hear these callers, cuz. Man, we just talked about this last week, right, cuz? And you told me. Let's see how he worked, cuz he had some cupcake games. And we really needed this game. This was the big one, right?
Yeah. Man,
I hear these callers. Now, I agree with everything you said today, cuz. Like, the ball, he had a terrible game, cuz. It was pathetic. But these callers calling, cuz, they want to cut him, cuz. You still got to work with him.
Yeah, the draft isn't tomorrow, right? Like, to me, like, let's just let it play out. Like, we knew. Listen, we have an idea. We watch. That was a big test that he failed, right? Because you got to throw it through the wind. The teams are going to have tape on you. I mean, sometimes I think we're too rash because we know the game. This town knows the game.
I agree with you, cuz. Like, I don't see nothing wrong. Everything you're saying is totally on point. Everything is right. I know Judas a little upset. I hear him telling him to relax. Minnesota lost. You get what I'm saying? The Saints got Dallas. You get what I'm saying? We got the Jets, then we got the bye. Everything going for, we're gonna be good. I'm thinking we 6-7, we go on the bye, we come back, we got a division game, right?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, you know, listen, the league is very, very, it just sucks, let's be real, right? Like, it's just, there's a lot of parity, man. So, yeah. You know, whatever. Keeps you in.
It did, and it all played out good for us, Jess, even though we really needed that game. Like Judy said, we'd have been 6-6. We'd have been sitting right there. We'd have been.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I get why he's upset. I get why fans are upset. But I'm trying to alleviate some of your anger because you go, listen, it's house money deal. That's all this is. Yeah. Nobody expected anything. It's a house money. They're a flawed team.
Yeah, we got to see, cuz, end of the season, and then we go from there. My other question, cuz, now,
yeah, see?
I heard you snap on Ben, cuz, we see all this week, man. I'm going to give you this trade proposal and then get done after this, cuz.
We got?
Going to get you smart, right? Grant Williams and Neesmith Smith for Ben, and you're done after that. That's all you get. What you think, cuz?
I can't get Jalen.
Grant Williams and Neesmith Smith.
I can't get Brown.
Can't get Brown. We can't do that. Oh, come on, cuz. I can't do that.
Grant Williams. I'd rather have Horace Grant.
You're going to have to give us Stiebel and Ben if we get you Brown.
Yeah, I'm in. I'll do that. We got a deal. Oh, we got a deal. You and I. You too, Sheed. Be good, baby. See you, brother. Yeah, man. I need you. We got to get through the Sixers. You got to get to January, February, and then pray.
Just playing my band, Judas Priest.
Cuz
radio with the Judas. So we got some Judas Priest taking us a break.
Judas. You're not a Judas. Nah.
No.
Nah. You're true blue. You're not a Judas.
I'm not a Judas Priest?
No.
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 Oh my God.
Is it bad? I didn't know I knew that was.
No, it's fine. I'm not really a big music guy anyway, so the fact that I pulled that one out, I'm pretty proud of myself.
By the way, we got, it really is remarkably bleak.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We got one of our fine listeners, Joanne, who
loves the Flyers.
Who loves them, but kept saying, listen, they're not good. They're not good. And she was right. Oh.
Yeah. Six straight L's, man. I don't think two times is coming back.
And then it got worse, too. Like, it was bad Friday, man. You just got smashed.
Yeah.
And then last night.
Things aren't going well right now. At least we got the Union.
Yes.
Let's go. Doop, doop, man.
Doop, doop. Doop, 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 doop.
That's what we got going for us right now. My football squad, my college football squad, just fired the coach because... They lost 38-14 to 2-8 Navy on Sunday. Half the team is transferred because they wanted to get out of here. Like, what the hell, man?
Dude, Rod Carey, what a disaster.
What an awful, awful coach.
So
the things that are coming out.
You know what's funny? You should have went with my boy. I got a guy. He's on Matt's staff. And I told him about him, too. Good up and coming coach. Instead, you go with that stiff
Rod Carey.
He was terrible,
awful. He wasn't good before he came here. Like it made no sense.
I didn't get it.
They're not Alabama, but you had a decent program.
I agree.
What are you doing?
I agree. All right, let's talk Golden Nugget Jewelers. That's right. It's a perfect time to get engaged. This is engagement season. Right, the holiday season, and what goes with the holiday season? Engagement season. Because you met that beautiful person, that beautiful woman, you time to get engaged. So go to Wright Nathan Market. Go see my man, Yaron. He's going to give you the whole dissertation on what to do. He's going to hold your hand through the whole process. Tell you about the diamond, the cut, the clarity, right? He's going to tell you, all right, this is what we're going to do to get it within your budget. They have the settings. To Corey, Virage, all the best. Going to put together a beautiful engagement ring. The perfect type of diamond that you want. For her. And then it's up to you to pick out which day. You want to do it over the Christmas weekend. Or New Year's weekend. Or whatever. And between now and January 2nd is the perfect time to do it. Actually, now and Valentine's Day. But the holiday season, there's something special about that. Golden Nugget Jewelers, you're going to go love them. Any of your Christmas gifts, any of your holiday shopping, go to Golden Nugget Jewelers online, goldennuggetjewelry.com. It's Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
We're on loony pills today.
Yeah. We're
on loony pills. Like, I got my man Scott on Instagram. Because I said, when your quarterback throws three interceptions, you don't win. So while Lamar threw four last night and they won, yeah, dude, that's called an anomaly. That doesn't happen. The only reason why the Ravens won is because the Browns are flawed. Baker stinks. And the Ravens have talent elsewhere. So they were able to overcome it in a slop-filled game where there was plenty of turnovers. Point is that when your quarterback completes 14 passes and throws three picks, you got no prayer of winning.
Yeah, typically you lose.
Unless you get lucky, like Rager bails him out. But that's not a real win. Like, even if they would have won yesterday, what is it? Like, we understand. My only frustration with the reaction, our own reaction, even yours, is, what did you expect? Like,
Like,
the end result is the end result. Like, that's what should happen. They should have lost yesterday. And if you got, we talked about it.
Well,
they were going to lose.
No, I expect them to win. I did. The Giants they stink. They're 3-7.
Did you and I talk about that? Did I tell you?
And you,
I warned you 100 times last week.
You were right. But I, my own opinion, I expected them to win this game because the Giants are falling apart. They fired their offensive coordinator in the middle of the week. They were missing guys. They're banged up, and they're not a talented football team. Now, neither are the Eagles, but at least the Eagles were on a bit of a roll here.
But it's not like you're new to the league. It's not like you're new to the league. Like, you look. And you see spots.
See spots. No, I get it.
And this had spot written all over it. It was staring at you, neon.
I didn't see it that way. It was not staring at me. I thought that this was a game that they should have come out with a win. And even if it was an ugly win, you go, all right, it was a divisional opponent on the road. You got the win. You're in this fake playoff run because they are in it. They're not going to do anything in the playoffs. They get to the playoffs, they're going to lose in the first round. Like,
here's the other thing, too. If you look at it, and again, I know the Rams lost again yesterday, but they're going to win one of the. They're going to get one of the wild cards.
Yes, yeah. They're not going to drop all the way out.
And what we talked about was the other two teams ahead of them, and if we're going to be honest about it, the Niners and the Vikings, and again, they played each other yesterday. And San Fran wins, and it's a shootout and the whole thing. But those two teams, their teams are better than the Eagles.
Yeah,
I mean,
if
you're going to be realistic about it. Now, again, the schedule.
That's the big one.
Keeps them around because the schedule. But again, we talk about the schedule all the time, but they're a flawed team.
Right.
Right? Like, so it's not like you go, well. They should win all these games.
Right, and that's why I always say you can never do the whole, well, this is a winnable game, this is a winnable game. No, because the Eagles are a winnable game for the opponent. Like, the opponent looks at the Eagles and go, this is a winnable game for us. Just like the New York Giants were probably thinking, heading into this game, that this is a winnable game. But in this spot, I still thought Eagles come out with the win here.
You know what's funny? You know why they lose? You know what could have, what they could have been bailed out a million times because the game was close, right? Mm-hmm. But one of the ways they could have gotten bailed out is if Kelsey doesn't get hurt, right? Yeah. Like, again, the only thing that gives them hope and a chance is their O-line.
Right. And Herbert kills you with the two holding penalties, but the one that erased the touchdown, Boston
right.
Scott scores. And it wasn't even necessary.
It wasn't.
It wasn't even like a...
That's the shame of it.
You just stick your arm out.
Yeah.
You don't hook. You just stick the arm out. Scott's still scoring the touchdown.
That's a shame of it. Brett Kelce, we talk about him all the time, but he's such a great player. That line, it just keeps you in it. Let's go to Nicky. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nicky.
Gentlemen.
What's up, Nicky?
Dude, but first of all, your chipper screener couldn't even put a smile on my face. He's so kind and such a, you know, joyful voice, and I'm still miserable, Aunt. How does Cade McNamara throw more than Jalen yesterday? How does he have better numbers? An all-run team in Michigan have a better quarterback stats than our quarterback. Oh, man. Look, Jalen worked for basically 58 minutes to lose that game for us yesterday, right? But the only reason why we didn't win that game is the other Jalen. I mean, literally, Hurts worked so hard to throw that game away, but at the end, he made two plays that could have won the football game, and Four Eyes drops the football. And he's uncontested. If you look at we've all watched.
I know. Yeah, buddy. I hear you, Nick.
I mean, even though there was a defender in the area, the defender didn't hook him, didn't grab his arm.
No, it was clean.
Of all the games,
it was clean.
Right, clean. All the games in the NFL were just yanking down receivers because they got beat. That DB decided not to do anything because he knows Jalen's going to drop it.
Clean, brother. Clean.
Clean. And like you said, on the holding penalty, they weren't calling anything. They literally weren't calling anything all day. There were penalties everywhere. They weren't calling anything. And he had to make the most blatant hold right in front of the umpire. Or the back ref, and all he had to do was just kind of twist him a little bit, and he's in for a touchdown. It's insane, man.
Now let me ask you, because you're a pretty sensible, even keeled fella.
I'm going to defend Aaron on this. Where are you going? I'm defending Aaron.
You defend Aaron how?
He's third on the list. The coach is third on the list, but you're right. Jalen gets 90% of the pie.
Tell me what the coach did. Because I don't know. What do you do?
Well, the first pass that Jalen throws, he misses a wide open, I think it was Dallas across the middle. He missed him by 6 feet behind him. At that point, the second pass he threw was wide also. At that point, the coach got to go, wow, he's off by like four body parts. I got to change the game up a little bit.
But honestly, dude, like you can't, you can't shut down the passing game because he misfired or a throw. Like you still gotta be able to throw it a little bit. I mean, he threw 31 times. Listen, it's 40 times, if it's 45 times, then blame him all day long. But I'll be honest with you, I don't see where you're blaming him for.
No, I said Jalen gets 78%. He gets 80% of the loss. Rager gets 18. He gets 50%.
Listen, you can pin the front office and say the front office has 50% of the loss because of that. But, you know, that's fine. Again, and listen, Sirianni, I don't know if he's going to be any good. But in that game yesterday, I don't know. I didn't think it was egregious.
No, look, truth be told, I mean, Jalen is just smart. He has enough QB intelligence that he knows he can't throw picks when you have field goals. When the game, you could tell already the game was not going to reach 21 points. Like, he knows better than not to throw those picks. And that's
the problem is, too, is they that's the way you defend the Eagles. That's the way you defend them. You defend the Eagles in the way the Giants, they sussed it out. Like, that's the blueprint. You force them to make throws from the pocket and go, here you go. And it's cold and blustery. Yeah, that's the recipe. Now, you have to have the defense be able to do it, and their defense is okay. It's not horrible. And they matched up on the outside.
They sure did. Now, I'll say this, the little things with Sirianni that bothered me. Again, I'm not putting this loss on him, but the little things to start the second half, Ant, you have a big run by Miles Sanders. That was the one that he came up limping, and then he went off to the sideline for a little bit. All of a sudden, it's third and two. And, you know, it's kind of like the old adage of if you know you're going to be going for it on fourth down, try to get the first down at the run, especially when you're a run-heavy team, and he calls the pass play. And then Jalen Hurts tells the punt team to get off the field, and they pass the ball a second straight play. When to me, I go, we all know the offensive line is the strength of this team, and you had just ran the ball for positive yards on the last four or five plays. I get it, you can't just completely abandon the pass. Well, that third and two.
Here's where it went, though. I mean, again, this is the first possession. I got the play sheet in front of him. Sanders for 27. Then he gets hurt, like you said. Then he runs Boston Scott for 3. Then he runs Boston Scott for 5. I mean, I don't think it's asinine to put the ball in Hurts' hands where either he runs it or he digs it short to Gainwell. I mean, if I'm the Giants, I'm stacking a line of scrimmage because I think you're going to run the ball.
Yeah. But my offensive line
I just
line
ran
there.
It 3 times in a row, and you're still screaming that you, listen, I can't.
Here's my thing.
Dude, I disagree with you.
I don't have faith in Jalen Hurts, and you know that.
It's a short throw. I'm not asking him to make them.
He can't.
Well, if he can't convert a 3rd and 2 when they're crowding the line of scrimmage on you, they did, you can't complete a 3rd and 2.
Yeah, and then the very next play, the 4th and 2, it's a slant route where he has his guy, he throws him behind him. My thing is, I can't.
I think that's a nitpick.
I think it's ridiculous.
Because if I can't throw the ball on third, everybody, this whole league.
Mm-hmm.
But I just ran it 4 times. I can't blame Sirianni for that. Listen, there was a lot to blame to heap on him at times, but that's just ridiculous.
I also didn't like having Greg Ward on the field, on the goal line.
You brought that up to me before. Yeah. Well, who are you putting there?
Well, no, I'm not even designed to play where Greg Ward's involved. I don't need, dude. That's his second target of the season or third target of the season.
You can't. You just again. You got so much. What are you supposed to do? You can't run. You traded Ertz, so now you're down to tight end, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what are you going to do? Guys have to be able to play. I mean, I already don't want to play. Like, it's Arcega Whiteside, I go, yeah, you're right. But, I mean, all right, I've seen Greg Ward make catches.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't have anybody else.
Again,
dude.
It's little nitpicks.
I don't have anybody else, dude. Like, I don't even know what you're talking about. What am I supposed to do? I got nobody else. I mean, I just can't turn this offense to just running every play. I can't do it. It's ridiculous. You guys want to run every play? You can't run every play. You got to mix in a pass.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Let's go to Dave. You're on 97.5 Fanatic. Hello, Dave.
What's up, man? How you doing, man?
What's going on, Dave?
Man, it's been a while, man.
This is Dave in Baltimore.
Yes, sir.
How you been, baby?
I'm good, man. I agree with you 100%, man. 1,000%, man. I told my father this morning, I said, man, I don't know how I knew the Eagles. I knew our fan base would try to throw Sirianni in the problem yesterday. I didn't see where he was the problem at either. I'm like, what do y'all want him to do? You cannot run the ball 100% of the time. I mean, Hurts had a 17.5 QBR yesterday. He only threw the ball 31 times yesterday, completed under 50%. And in his last 4 games prior to this one, he didn't have 1 game where he completed 200 yards. You know, you just can't. We live in we in a passing era.
Right, like this is hit 1954. Is what I don't understand. And I get it. Like early on when he threw the ball 50 times, like that was egregious. I agree. Sirianni should have been criticized all day long. It was stupid. But you know, if I can't ask my quarterback to throw 30 times.
One bit. I can't blame
whatever. I mean, it's not even him. It's just the concept of throwing the football. I mean, Jesus, yeah. 2021. There's flags everywhere. It rains flags on Sundays.
And everybody said, well, the last drive, he did this. But it would have never came to the last drive if he wouldn't have threw turned the ball over so much yesterday. You know, that would have came to us having to need a game-winning drive yesterday if he wouldn't have played so poorly yesterday. You know?
Yeah, well, and you know what the shame, too, is? And again, if you want to throw the front office in there, because it always comes down. Look, it comes down to Rager. And that ball, as bad as Jalen played, that ball was a catchable pillow. Oh, yeah. Right? Like, that was a pillow.
Absolutely. I agree about that, too, man. I had one guy to try to compare Hurts to. And I'm not no Hurts hater. I went into the season same as you. Open mind, I was neutral. I said, I'm going to wait to see what he can do before I make a decision on him.
Man, I liked what I saw when he played the first half against Denver. I thought he played really well, and that gave me some more hope. I just wanted to play out. Like, I'm not, you know, again, I think yesterday was a big test, and I thought he failed the test. But it's all not over. Let me just see it, right? Like, let me see this thing play out.
I just don't think this style is sustainable, man.
I agree.
I'm going to say one last thing, and I'm going to go.
Yeah, Dave.
I had somebody to try to compare Jalen Hurts to Donovan and Randall. I don't see that.
No. I mean, those guys had arms. Donovan could throw through a brick wall.
Yeah,
Yeah, well, Randall had a beautiful arm. Yeah, no, Dave, I agree with you. Nah, there's no comparison. Nah, I mean, you know.
Come on. Donovan
had a rocket. I mean, you know, one of the things that because his arm was so good, so strong, he didn't have to make anticipation throws. Guy was open, and he could fire it.
That's the other thing with Hurts. It's he doesn't throw a guy open.
Well, he can't.
No, but even
look, you see the loop in his ball.
It's terrible. Right, another one. Rager couldn't drop this one because it was intercepted. But the ball that's Rager's going downfield, and he waits till he's already 40 yards downfield to throw the ball. First of all, there's no timing with him, none. And then he's throwing into double coverage on the sideline.
I just think that's more. Young quarterback.
He's lucky he didn't have six picks yesterday.
I know. I mean, but that's more like some of the decisions, like the decision before halftime.
Mm-hmm.
That was less, you know, bad arm and just a bad decision of a young quarterback. Like young quarterbacks, and in fairness to Hurts, young quarterbacks are going to make mistakes.
Yes, that's true. And he's been safe with the football.
Right. So well, when you limit the amount of attempts, that's what happens. And remember, they were playing with a lead for most of this period.
Yeah.
You know, so when you're trying to come from behind, as even though you're in the game, you're still trying to come from behind. Fidel, you're on 97.5 to Fidel. Hello, Fidel. Yeah,
don't do that. You're a Hurts hater. That's what I just want to say. Because
see you later. A Hurts hater. Stop it. I don't have time for nonsense. All right? I don't have time for it. Watch the game with your eyes. Do not tell me what I think. If you listen to the show, you listen to the show. That's it. You want to come on with some agenda? Take it down the street. I don't need you to listen to me. I don't need you to call up. I got plenty of other people. So if you want to go with that tired narrative, beat it. Take it down the street, dude. I got no time for it, and I will not give you the pulpit. All right? Because here's the bottom line. If you think he played well yesterday and you think he's got an arm, then you got to find another hobby. Let's talk a little. Here you go. I'll give you some hoagies. There's not a lot of primo hoagies. And then for the holidays, they got a primo deal on primo gift cards. Buy a $25 gift card, get a $5 bonus. Buy a $100 gift card, get a $25 bonus. And this Christmas, make it primo with gift cards for everyone on your list. Hosting for the holidays, serving style with primo hoagie party trays and Italian sampler platters. No matter what you got planned, there's no bigger crowd pleaser than Primo Hoagies, made with only the highest quality Thuman meats and cheeses, sliced fresh to order, served on Primo's award-winning seated rolls. Bake fresh every day. Stop into one of their over 80 locations or order online at PrimoHoagies.com. Taste the Primo difference this Christmas season. Pick up that Primo deal on Primo gift cards. Keep the bonus card yourself or give one to a friend. Today's the day to make it Primo. Just remember what I always say. It's not just a hoagie. It's a Primo.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
12 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. The day after, man.
Always a blast.
Oh, the day after the Eagles lose.
And they ruined my week. Like, I know you're trying to push the happy holidays. I'm sorry, dude. I got nothing.
Dude, I'm not even... Listen, have you heard me even do it for the last... Since 10:30?
No.
Like, I tried to do the, hey, let me be the, you know, let me try to, like, you know, spread some cheer. And all that. It ain't working today. So, first of all, you got people who are completely ignorant to the whole situation.
Yeah.
They don't even know. All they know is they lost. Like, seriously. They rushed for over 200 yards yesterday. I mean... What's that tell you? You got to be able to complete passes in this league.
Yeah.
You got to. All right?
He scores 7 points.
You know. I mean, honestly, today's not the day to defend Jalen. And if I hear that you're a hater, this, that, when I tell you, I'm warning you right now, I got no time for it. Because it's stupid, it's asinine, and it's not true. All right? And if you like that, then you don't know football. If you think that was good yesterday, then you shouldn't call me. You should do some other hobby. I mean, that was horrific quarterback
play. That was a terrible.
Horrible. Now again, you know, we said, and I've said it how long, that I got an open mind for the whole year.
Yep.
Because I don't know. I can't tell you what I want to do next year when it comes to the draft. I don't think that there's going to be... First of all, I don't think Russ is coming here. I think there are other spots that make a lot more sense than Philadelphia for Russ. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is coming here. You know, the Deshaun Watson thing, I don't know. You know, what happens there? Who knows if he even plays, right? I have no idea. So those are the three quarterbacks that would change that would be your franchise guy. The draft, we've talked about it. There's some intriguing prospects, but again, they're risky. And, you know, again, I could tell you I've watched live games, but I haven't broken down all their throws. And, you know, again, we're not invited to the combine or the pro days to talk to them. So I can't really give you... You know, there's some things I like, but I can't go lock. I don't go, wow, that dude, man, amazing. And where they're drafted at, I'm not even sure, you know, who's going to be there where they're drafted. So I don't know what to do with quarterback. I've said all along that Hurts is limited because he doesn't have a strong arm. Now, how limited is he? Yesterday was a test that he failed. The Denver game, he performed well in. But, you know, come the end of the year, you should have a decision. And the decision may be give him another year and push some of your draft resources for 23 and then get the quarterback at 23 and then, you know, come back with him and just do it like that. Because at some point, here's what I believe. You have to throw. You're not going to run the whole game. You can't do it.
No,
you can't win that way. First of all, he's exposed too much as a runner. Second of all, you get it's chunk plays is how you move the ball today.
How about the Giants?
The rules are made for that.
How about the Giants taking shots at him yesterday, which is a smart move.
Yeah.
Right? He's trying to bang up the quarterback
exposed,
a little bit.
Like, listen, when you run like that, you're exposed. You got to be able to throw it. I mean, that's a big thing in moving forward. I mean, again, you love the offensive line. It's kept them in these games. They've played some bad teams. They've caught some teams. They've had some nice wins. But they are what they are. I mean, the reason why, like, their record now, I mean, this is exactly what I thought they would be.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all shared that same opinion. And the fact that they're still around in the playoffs.
It's because of the conference.
They added another wild card.
Right, and because of the conference. Because the conference is pretty bad. By the way, Max Scherzer's back in the NL East.
Oh, they signed him?
3-year deal, $130 million for Max Scherzer to the New York Mets.
So let me get this right. The Mets now, oh my God. They have Scherzer and DeGrom.
Yeah, it's a pretty good 1-2 punch there, Ant.
Right? They have Baez, who I still love, who never really had a full, you know, now you get a full year. Lindor,
yeah, it's,
who had a bad year, but you know he's going to do, he's on his way back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Baez, Lindor, they add Marte, they add Canna, and they add Eduardo Escobar, who I think is a really good player, and out of Arizona, he's going to have a lot more pop out of that air condition where the ball dies.
So he still hit 28 home runs yesterday, but last year. So, like, you know.
Who am I missing? Who else they have? They got rid of Conforto.
Yeah, they definitely improved. They don't need that. They improved there. Let's see. There was, I think they got it. Like,
Alonso.
By the way. You're talking about the players that are there. Yeah, he's pretty good.
That's a lot of power. Look at that. Alonso, Escobar, Marte, Lindor, Baez.
Yeah. And now Max Scherzer to help out the rotation.
Oh, man.
I will say, just to keep it from being totally doom and gloom, apparently the Phillies have been in on both Castellanos and Chris Bryant as of today. John Morosi reported at 10:30 that the Mariners and Phillies are among the teams that he has heard linked to Chris Bryant over the last several days. There are reports that a lot of signings are going to happen today, because the league's going to shut down any second now, so they want to get all the physicals in check before everything freezes. So there could be a lot of signings today.
Listen, you come away with Chris Bryant?
Oh, I'm thrilled.
Like, to me, Chris Bryant and Schwarber.
Yeah, and that's your outfield, because Bryant can play center field.
Right.
You go Schwarber, Bryant, Harper, that's your middle of the order, too.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, JT and Reese has more protection. That's good.
Yeah, I'm excited. Schwarber. Listen, I would love Castellanos. I think he's going to give it time.
Stuff.
But Chris Bryant and Schwarber, Chris Bryant, you got to get. You need a center fielder.
There's nobody else out there. Like, the center field free agents right now are awful.
And by the way, I mean, Harper and Chris Bryant, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so I will, I'll keep you posted with that. But yeah, Max Scherzer to the Mets. As if we didn't have to deal with him enough when he was with the Nationals. Now he's with the team I hate the most in all of sports.
Yeah. Man, that division's tough. Because the Braves are still good.
Oh, yeah. You mean the team that just won the World Series? Yeah, they're all right.
Damn. And Washington still has Soto and, you know, whatever.
And the Marlins are always a thorn in your side, so.
All right. Let's go back to the Eagles. Let's go back for some fun Eagle talk. Man, I tell you, it does suck when they lose. Because I love it when people are happy. People ain't happy.
Oh, ruin the week.
By the way, Football Mondays on the Fanatic brought to you by Pierce Phelps, Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning Contractors. Visit NoPayBryant.com for flexible spending options on a new heating and cooling system. Let's go to Joe. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys, a couple things. I'm with Junis. I'm really frustrated. We should have won this game. The Giants are so bad. They stink. But yet, with four turnovers, we still have a chance to win this game. Anybody up but Rager, even Whiteside, for God's sake, I think catches that ball. I can't believe. Yeah, I am so upset. But here's the thing.
Are you really?
Yeah. And Andy, let me just say this.
Yeah.
Before the Denver game, I said to my boys, I said, you know what? Denver came off that huge win against Dallas. They're going to have a letdown. We're going to win that game. Everybody said, oh, Joe, you're crazy. And we won. I said, we're going to beat New Orleans at home because we're bound to win a game at home. And we do.
And they're banged up and they're a terrible team.
Yeah. And I said, I actually said, we're going to run the table because to me, the Giants, the Jets, the Redskins are a little bit, but I thought we had a chance. And this was just so bad. I mean, you, oh my God. I this is going to be a bad week. It was, we had this game. And okay, Hurts, and that guy that said you're a hater of Hurts, that guy was ridiculous. I mean, that's so offline. You are not a hater of Hurts. The fact of the matter is, if you watch football, my God, the guy underthrows all his balls. He doesn't have the arm strength. I like Hurts. He's a nice guy. I do like him, but he doesn't have it. He's not going to. I'm so upset, man. This is just not a good week.
Joe, it's sad. You're making me sad. Let me try a different tack with you.
Okay.
So, going into the season, what do you think they were?
No, I said, you know what? I went in totally not expecting anything. Right. But
I mean, are they really any good? I mean, no. Think about it, right? Like they didn't beat any good teams.
No, but this league, Ann, as you know, is really not that good. But all I asked is, all I wanted, and we still have a small shot. I just want, I want to get in the playoffs. I know we're not going to win the Super Bowl, but don't you want to?
I agree. Listen, I do too. I do. But if they don't, I can't have you devastated for the holidays.
No. You're not going to be devastated because you went in not expecting anything. But here we are on the fringe, and this game was hugely important.
It was.
You should be upset, and I'm disappointed in you.
I'm not. You know what? Because I don't think they're any good, Joey.
This league is good.
Yeah, but there are. But there is a level, right? Like there is a level of teams. But listen, Dallas gets beat by the Raiders. But Dallas is a much better team than the Eagles, right? And as much as it pains me to say that, they are.
Okay, but they have a lot of injuries, and that's why they're hurting.
Yeah, but they're a better team, right? Like, my point is that Green Bay's a better team. The Cardinals, Arizona, Tampa Bay, like, these teams are just better than them.
Okay, but when you get into each game, you have injuries, you have COVID stuff. I mean, so...
Yeah, but that's not... You shouldn't be looking at all the. I'm looking at the quality of the team. My more important thing is I need to learn about the future. I need the future to be bright.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I look back at baseball and I say, here's Atlanta, the least winning team of all the playoff teams. And what the hell happens? They win the damn World Series. So if we get in and say we got in, and then
that's
all of a sudden
that's apples and oranges, my brother. I love you. It's apples and oranges, brother.
Jeez, I'm upset. Man.
I know. Listen, hang in there, Joey. I appreciate it, buddy. You and the Tunis. I know a lot of people are. I feel bad. I can't feign being upset. The guy, my hopes weren't up, and I feel bad. And, you know, I can't look at it like, hey, because I can hear what Joe's saying. While the Braves got in, who knows?
Yeah, I'm not even going there. I think they lose in the first round of the playoffs. I just go, and you said in the beginning of the show, you're not into tanking. Like, if you have a chance to get to the playoffs.
I'd rather be in the playoffs. Yeah, I'm not. Listen, and I don't think it's over.
No, it's not. They're going to beat the Jets this week. And be 6-7 heading into the bye. The Vikings that we got to see again who they're playing this week. If they win, they're 6-6. The Eagles are right behind them still, right? And if they lose, all of a sudden they're 5-7, and the Eagles jump them. You know, Panthers lost again. Saints, we'll see what happens Thursday. Cowboys are going to be dealing with a lot of COVID issues. Schefter saying that there could be 9 people out with COVID-19, including head coach Mike McCarthy. So we'll see if the Saints can win because of a, you know, COVID-strapped Cowboys team. But we'll find out. It's just, they are still in the running. And yesterday was an important game, and it was the most important game in the career of Jalen Hurts. And he had the worst game of his career. Like, that's what sucks the most, right? We're up and down with Hurts every single week. I kind of have my opinion made. You know what it is. You know, there's all this other stuff. Can you try to push it a year or something? But yesterday was his biggest test. And yesterday, at the same time, was his worst career game. And that just sucks. It sucks. And that's why they lost. And a Jalen Reagor drop. But if he makes his throws earlier in the game, you know, it's a totally different story.
Yeah, but here's the problem, okay? This is where you're leaving out. They game plan. Joe Judge had the perfect game plan. They had the perfect game plan.
Yeah, slow them down.
You know, I mean, that's how you're supposed to play them. Right? And how he played yesterday, it, with those conditions where it's not perfect, yeah. You know, you got, it's wind, it's cold. You know, it all affects quarterback play when you don't have the big arm. You know, that's a problem. Like, the Eagles, the Giants didn't get lucky to win. The Giants shut them down.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. And what I'm most concerned about is not this season. It's where we're going to go for the future, because I don't want to just sneak by. Like, you know my worst nightmare is being the Broncos.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the Broncos. Or the Saints now. Do I want to be the Saints?
No.
And I have Trevor Siemian or Jameis Winston, like these guys.
By the way, what are they doing with that contract to Taysom Hill? We didn't even talk about that last week.
It's horrible. I don't get it.
The guy got close to $100 million guaranteed.
I don't play.
What are you doing? He's got to have pictures on Peyton.
I don't want to be one of these teams like the Broncos stuck with Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
Or they had Siemian before Bridgewater.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where you're just going with journeymen, and then you got the look at Carolina with Matt Darnold. Cam. You got to go bring an ancient Cam back who can't play. Right? Like, do you want to be in that spot?
No, absolutely not.
Where you're grabbing, you know, trash heap quarterbacks? That's what scares me. Because you're not going anywhere without a quarterback.
Right.
It's not going to win.
It's been a long time since you had that legit franchise quarterback, man. Think about that for a second. It's been a long time. Like, Vic had good years, but he wasn't, you know, franchise quarterback. It's been six McNabb. We thought it would be Wentz, and that obviously didn't work out. It's been a long time.
Let's go to Logan. You're on 97.5 Fanatic. Hello, Logan.
Hey, what's good? What's good?
What's happening, Logan?
What's going on? I've been listening, man. You know, I haven't called into this station for like 3 years. And that was like, well, whenever this is the season that we went to the Super Bowl.
No, really?
I know, man, but I was so frustrated. I had to call. Because I'm from Houston. Where's Jalen Hurts is from Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
Channelview. And, like, I've been optimistic, bro, and I've been trying to stay positive. And I heard the dude called you a hater, and you cut him off quickly. And I was like, there's no way you can, like, I can't say Hurts the guy until the end of the season. He sucks right now. I'm not saying he could possibly get better, but he sucks, bro. It's ridiculous. He has no arm. And, like, I don't know if he knows how to check the ball down or if he has any check down options, but we're not checking anything down. Like, I don't know what Dallas Goedert was. And then, for whatever reason, we took Miles Sanders out the game. Before halftime even came, he had 64 yards rushing. And we just took him out the game. And we just started.
Oh, then he got hurt. I know. Like, you know, to shake was. I would have rode him more, and then he gets hurt on you, which was a shame. But you know what the other thing to your point, Logan, is Devontae Smith is a great player.
Yeah, he is.
And he's open all the time. You're like, you could say it, and I see the tape, and he's open. And the shame is, man, if Jalen had a little bit of arm, you'd see how good the Devontae Smith really is.
Yeah, because he doesn't have a quarterback, man.
I know.
I understand all the criticism for Jalen Reagan, and he has the opportunity to make these plays and everything, but we don't have a quarterback. And he doesn't get as many opportunities. I feel like Jalen Reagan can be better than what he is. And, of course, I went to LSU. So, of course, I went to Justin Jefferson from the get-go.
Yeah.
I went to Justin Jefferson.
Sure.
But it's just ridiculous to me, man. Like, it hurts. It hurts. I didn't have any expectations, really any high expectations for us. And it's hard being an Eagles fan in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
You know, like they said in the show earlier, the earlier show, like expectations – they changed throughout the season. And I had some high expectations for us. And I always want to go to the playoffs. I'm not going to lie to you. I was one of the guys who was like, you know what? I don't care. I'd rather get the drop pick.
Yeah.
And I know you're supposed to type away about that, but I'd rather get the drop pick.
I don't understand it. It's just, if you have a chance for the playoffs, I always think it does a team good to make it. That's all.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the experience is good, man. And it builds confidence and everything. But, you know, I of course I want my team to go to the playoffs, man. But now I'm like, man, I'm not going to keep on getting my expectations high just for them to get crushed by Jalen Hurts. No. And Nick Sirianni, I'm not happy with the coaching staff at all, man. I'm not. So.
I feel you, Logan. I'll tell you, it's good to hear from you, though. I remember you know, those fun days of the Super Bowl, brother.
But, man, hopefully I'll talk to you guys again. Hopefully with more, you know. More happiness.
Yeah, man. I hear you, baby.
I'm upset because I have to argue with the other Eagles fans on my Facebook group. Shout out to Best Damn Eagles fans, and shout out to your Eagle Nation. Yeah, I have to argue with these guys. I had one dude argue me down about the whole Carson Wentz thing. All I told him was somebody posted a picture of Carson Wentz doing bad, and I was like, you know, yeah, they lost, but he did better than Jalen Hurts. Like, he played against.
I know. Listen, here's the thing. Wentz doesn't play. Look, listen, happy holidays, my brother. Thanks. Good to hear from you. Here's the thing about the Wentz. I don't understand why people even get involved in this conversation with Wentz. Wentz is irrelevant to the Eagles now. Good, bad, whether you know, like, he played well yesterday. He kept them in the game against Brady. Brady beat him in the shootout. All right. But what does it matter? He's not here. There's no comparison. This isn't Wentz versus Hurts. Wentz is gone. He's out.
Right. There's no option of going back.
Like, this is it. Like, he's gone. Like, I can't keep going back in the past. So why is that even an issue? Like, I don't understand why people argue over nonsense. Like, that's what I mean. There's a lot of nonsense that foster a lot of arguments. And I don't get it. I don't have time for it, quite frankly. Cause Radio Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
And this is Andrew Salchunas. Black Friday deals continue, right? That was last week, but they keep on going, and nobody has a better deal than FanDuel and partners with the Valley Forge. New customers get $50 in free bets when they sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook. No deposit required. That's right. Sign up today. Even though it's not Black Friday, it's Cyber Monday. Sign up today, and you'll receive $50 in site credit. That's all you have to do. You don't have to deposit anything. You get $50 right away. And you know what? As down as I am on them, you might as well put it on the birds for next Sunday, because I don't think they're going to beat or lose to the squad in green from New York. So if you want to just go safe and go money line, if you want to cover the spread, it's 7 points right now. Or if you want to build a monster parlay, again, it's 50 free bucks. Why not go for the moon? If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, now is the perfect time. The app, it is so easy to use. They are always hooking sports fans up with great offers just like this. And when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 2 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one rated sportsbook app. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code Fanatic, and you'll get $50 in free bets. Do it today. That's promo code Fanatic. Must be 21 plus and present in PA. Site credit is now withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Offer is non-transferable. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
That's right, it stinks!
Let's open it up and chat.
Dude, really? We can't go the whole holidays moaning and groaning. I can't do it. Like, today I get it. Let's try to resolve this a little bit first.
Good luck.
You are good luck. You are distraught and angry.
Yeah.
And I think Joe said it. Joe was upset that I wasn't angry.
Right. He was.
But I can't lie to you, go, yeah, I'm angry and pound the table. You know, because I don't know who to be angry at. Okay, well, front office. Yeah, well, I've been angry at that.
Right.
I mean, I can't obsess over Jalen Reagor and Justin Jefferson anymore. And we're going to.
We're going to.
And we're
going to
do it forever. This week. But, you know, DK Metcalf, I don't know if I got it in me. I mean, I obsessed over Paul Pierce for years.
Well, all right. Now's my time. All right. Damn it.
No. There's been a lot of guys that I've obsessed over. Earl Thomas. Now, BG turned out to be a really good player.
Yeah.
But I love me some Earl Thomas. Like, there's been a lot of Dalvin Cook, who I really feel the Eagles should have drafted.
Would have been nice.
You know, there's been a lot of guys throughout the years. But, you know, it's the season. Like, I'll go crazy again once we start draft talk come January into the season. But during the season,
yeah. But you know,
I can't.
First round pick that nobody wanted dropped two. I know. But game winning passes.
But this one was just one of the worst drops ever.
So of course it's going to be brought up. I got to get
my boy who was the fire who was helping the fireman. Remember the guy who caught the babies?
Yeah. The Bernie guy.
Yes. I mean, I can't believe. I mean, that ball was perfectly thrown.
We was catching him, unlike Aguilar.
That's my man. But that ball was perfectly thrown.
Yeah.
Because the one thing Hurts does is throw a catchable ball. He throws pillows. Like, how do you not catch that ball? But here is my question to you. So, here you go. He catches the ball.
Yeah.
Eagles win.
Yeah.
You're coming in, boom, 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 right? What really changes? Does it change anything in the grand scheme of this season?
No, I would probably still say that Jalen Hurts is not the guy. You need to use these three first-round draft picks to really bolster your team. But I will also say that I prefer winning to losing, and I need the slightest taste of success in this city because right now, Ant, it blows.
Yes, yeah, so,
everything sucks.
So listen, I understand, but Molly's point is they are who they are. They're just not that good.
Yeah, but no, you're right, and I mean
that doesn't change because here's what I really
the first round of the playoffs they get outscored 30-15. But what 30-17.
I really want them to be a real contender again.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's what I need from them.
Right. And I would love that. But right now, this year, nothing's changing. So for me, this year, right now, because I'm not saying lose out the rest of the season. If you can win a game, you win the football game. And you had the opportunity to win the game yesterday. You didn't. It could have put you in a better spot in the playoff picture, yada, yada, yada. And ultimately, I'm a fan, so I get upset that this is the situation that we're currently in. And when I'm a 4-for-4 fan, shout out Union, thank God you're actually doing something, because the rest of I got the Flyers losing 6 straight. I got the Sixers. Yeah, they're going to make the playoffs because every team in the NBA makes the playoffs, it seems like. And they're good enough to get there, but you have Joel Embiid and Tobias Harris, and Tobias Harris is not good enough to be the number 2, so I know they're not going to win anything. Flyers lose 6 straight, and I got Max Scherzer going back to the NL East to the Mets. And I'm hoping to God that they sign either Castellanos or Bryant. Praying. And part of me is whispering in my head, hey, Andrew, you know it's not going to happen.
I don't leave. We can only tackle one at a time. Today's Eagle Day.
Yeah, but it's all crashing down on top of me.
All right, but before you can't let that happen. We got to put that out to the side.
Rager could have saved my sanity, but he dropped my sanity just like the game-winning touchdown pass yesterday, damn it.
Rager stinks.
Yes, okay? He's terrible.
He stinks. He's never been drafted. And you know what? All those people that argued the day after when
I went,
if you remember, I wanted to freaking play it, all right? This way I can stick it up all your gigi that called the next day, hey, cuz, he can jump. This and that. I'm like, dude, he stinks. I don't know why you would take him. Right there. Why would you take that kid? You're dragging me in the mud.
I'm sorry.
T-Love, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. T-Love.
Yo, cuz.
What's up, T-Love?
Man. Hey, look, man. Let Tunis, man, let him vent, man, because we all feel that way, man. Let him vent. Listen, I'm not depressed because watching this team is like getting a lap dance, man. You know what I'm saying? You already know, no matter how much you spend, it's not going to end the way you want it. You understand? And Whiteside and Rager, pure silicone. Pure silicone. They look like wide receivers.
Cuz, they don't even look good, cuz. They don't even look. They're not even silicone.
Bag holders, man. Oof. I'm telling you, man. I don't understand. This organization, but listen, if I sit here and tell you that I thought they were going to be a great team this year, then I'd be sitting here telling you a lie, and you know me better than that. But honestly, do I expect them to lose to the Giants the way they did? No. I mean, maybe a split, and this might be the split, but to lose that way, it's embarrassing. Once again, it's what it is. I understand. Listen, anytime that I got to turn this game off at halftime and then binge watch my wife's favorite TV show and she's not even home.
Wait a second. You turn the game off at halftime?
What?
Listen, I couldn't watch no more of that, man.
What?
I kept coming back to it. Every time I come back to it, man, I get ill.
You know what I'm saying?
I watch and I get right on the right wrong times, man. Drop passes. I turn back. I go watch my wife's show. Turn back. Drop touchdown. I turn. Watch my wife's show. Turn back. Fumble. Go back to my wife's show. Turn back. It's all BS, man. I'm out of tens. I'm out of ones. I can't make it rain, man. It's raining on me anyway.
I feel you, brother. I feel you, T-Love. Thanks, buddy. It's interesting because...
Yeah, you can't turn off the game.
Yeah,
You can't turn off.
Now I'm starting to get... feel complex. See, I thought today I would help others, which is a failed mission. I was trying to be the
sleigh bells.
Yeah, I was trying to be the hat, you know, like, let me be the jolly jolly, which...
Santa cuz?
Yes. Right? I was trying to be the Santa cuz. It just doesn't work. They lose. It's bad. So I know that. So then I'm thinking, all right, well, at least I could be, I don't know, Dr. Melfi, right? And help everybody. Well, that ain't working. And I should have known for the first 3 callers of the show.
I loved the first three callers. We had draft a wide receiver first round. That can be a punt return.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I was just chatting with the general. I'm sorry, Tunis.
That's okay.
We have a, just explain to people, we have a talk back, right? So I can actually talk in the studio. And I'm not even thinking, because I know you're on the air doing your update. And I see the general in there, looking good with his union. Yes. And I, you know, he and I always liked it. We've been doing, we do this forever. So we had a, you know, shot the breeze.
Yeah.
About the game. And I'm not even thinking about it because I'm thinking the mic's going to pick that up.
Well, the mic doesn't pick it up. So it's only in my ears. So Tyrone didn't even hear it, right? Like, he had no idea.
I thought it comes over the loud.
No. Well, so when my mic is on, the speakers in here automatically shut off.
Oh, I see.
So that's why I said, I was literally the only person in the world that heard you say, hey, Tyrone, come in here and talk to me about the game. And I'm sitting there, I'm doing, final score, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, wait, what? What's, I'm looking around.
Yeah.
I'm hearing voices in my head. It was you.
Sorry, brother.
It's all good, man.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you.
It's all good. I don't get paid to do updates, man.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen. This is an awkward time.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're somehow still around and alive. Even though what they are is kind of what, not just me.
Yeah.
We all thought that they would be like this. Like, if you go, this is the record, you would say, all right. Like, if I told you blindly that this is what they would be at this point in the season, you would go, okay, I figured that.
Now, I will...
Right?
I will say they're in a better spot than what I thought at this point. Like, I don't remember what our... I just remember saying they were going to win six games. Like, when we did the preseason W's and L's, I finished at 6-11.
Yeah.
Now, they're at five wins quicker than I thought they'd be at five wins. So they very well could exceed my 6-win expectation.
But 5-7, you went, all right, like, it's not, you know, okay, because they can be 7, they can win 8, and 8 would be exceeding
big time.
What I would be. I mean, not a big time, but 8 would definitely.
I would say big
time. I think one of the reasons why has been the play of their offensive line. And the fact they can run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been a big deal. But we also know that
no, it's not going to win you
anything. It's all fool's gold who you beat.
Yeah, and it's not going to win you anything. And if you sneak into the playoffs this year, you're going to probably get destroyed in round one and season over. But I got a playoff game out of it. I got an extra Sunday or Saturday, play.
Honestly, they can still, they're still alive in it, but they're not a playoff team. Like when you go,
they're not
what a playoff team looks like.
But the Vikings don't look like a playoff team. They're just better than
a better team than the Eagles.
No, they are. But I'm just saying.
I mean, you got Dalvin Cook and Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, no, they're a better team than the Eagles. I'm just saying they don't look like, when I go, oh, playoff team, I don't look at the Minnesota Vikings.
They play the Niners in a shootout type of game yesterday. They're going back and forth. I mean, Minnesota is, I don't think their defense is that good either, but I mean, they got some decent skill guys.
Yeah, I mean, they have the guy that we all wish they drafted
right
a few years ago. Instead, you got the guy who dropped the game-winning touchdown pass. Yes, yeah.
That was bad.
Game-winning touchdown pass. Like, the game's over if he makes that catch.
Yeah.
The game is over. The Eagles win. We're sitting here going boom, 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 and going, hey, you know, why not? It'd be 6-6, 500.
Would we be right to boom, 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 boom?
Yes, because it's why not. It's the same thing.
I don't know if I would. Yeah, I would have been. I guess. I don't know. It was an ugly game.
Yeah, I wasn't happy at all. Even if they won, I would not have been happy.
Yeah.
I was freaking out every episode.
You're angry. See, I'm not angry. You're angry. Let's talk to our friends because I think some of them are angry too. Sheila, you're on 97.5 for that. Hello, Sheila.
Hi, Ann. How y'all doing over there?
What do you say, sweetheart? How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was really good. Thank you.
Good
for me is when everything I cook comes out perfect.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I was like 6 for 6.
Wow.
Yeah, everything was like right there. So, and the family is healthy. And so, you know.
Hey, thank God. That's what it's about. Are you a baker, too?
I'm not a baker. Mama, to be honest with you, I wasn't a cooker. I had to teach myself how to cook because my mom, she didn't. Okay, I'm the youngest of 6 girls. Like, my mom had like 2 or 3 generations of kids.
Six girls?
We had a baby brother, but he passed last year. But I'm the youngest of, thank you, I'm the youngest of 6 girls. And so the older sisters, mom taught them everything about cooking.
You were too young.
I didn't get that. So I had to teach myself. I did pretty good. I've done pretty good, yeah. You know, and I don't generally call after game day because usually the lines are lit up and it's just too hard to get in. But I was like, I need to get in.
Yeah.
I was a little down also, but listening to the show with you and Tuna, it's just like yin and yang today.
Yes.
I think I've kind of figured out why I was down. I was down because, or I am down because I'm so disappointed that Jalen didn't do what I wanted him to do when it comes to passing. Like, I was glad. I'm one of the few. I was glad to see him pass. I was. Like, I was excited. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was like, so that's why you're right on with that. You're spot on with that, in my opinion. You cannot just as much, and I love the kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I bought his Bobo gear before his real jersey came out. I like him.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart of a kid, yeah.
You do, and you want him to do well.
I know.
I was like, okay, so we know that part of his game is good. That's good. The running part, the whole thing, he is like
awesome. Leadership, he's got all the intangibles.
He's got it all. And so yesterday, when he was throwing a ball, I was like, oh, okay, here we go. I was excited, and then the interception started, and I was like, what the dickens? And there is one thing I want to ask you, though, Ann. I need, like, an expert, like, because I don't know a lot. I know what I know. So you were saying how he can't really throw the ball because he doesn't have the arm strength. But, Ann, he's able to get it downfield. And it had a spin on it.
Watch the – when you see his throws, there's always a tell there. There's a loop, right? Like – there's a lot of, they call it air under the ball and an arc. Watch the difference when you see, watch the Rodgers, right? Watch any of those, like those elite quarterbacks.
No, and you said earlier, Donovan could throw a ball.
Oh, yeah. And when you watch Donovan throw, right? Donovan, a guy, he didn't have to throw, they call it anticipation throws, right? Where you throw it before the receiver makes his break.
Right.
You're throwing to a spot. And a lot of guys who don't have the arm strength. So a guy would be open downfield, and Donovan would get it there to him because he had a cannon. I mean, the one thing he had was he had a strong, strong arm.
Oh, he did.
Right? And so that's what Jalen doesn't. Jalen doesn't have zip on the ball. He just has no zip.
There are times when he
throws with his legs, right? So he's got to gather himself. Everything has to be perfect. And even down the field, there's still too much air under the ball.
Okay. So when I'm watching, when he's throwing the ball deep, so when I'm watching for
arc.
Okay.
Look at arc, right? And sometimes it's not just about throwing a bomb, right? And getting the ball down there. Because the higher you throw it, the further you can try to get it, right?
Okay.
It's about that snap throw, 15, 20 yards, that out.
Okay.
Right? Like that out that you can get the ball there without getting picked. And he doesn't make those throws because you don't have the arm to make that throw.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know what to look for now. All right. Because I was genuinely hoping the kid that part of his game had improved.
I know.
And that he would, yeah.
I know.
All right, Ann. Thanks for taking the call.
Sheila, I love you, babe. Take care.
All
have
right,
a great week. I mean, it's a shame. I mean, you just see it on a lot of those throws. There's an arc to it. There's a loop to it, to his ball. It's not a snap. I mean, you know, that's the shame. That's now, again, we've talked about this before. I don't know how you get around that. And there's guys that just, you know, unfortunately, or sadly, he just doesn't have that snap.
So this is where we're at, by the way. Rob Tourneau tweeting, we found out who the broadcast crew will be for Eagles-Jets on Sunday. It's the fourth team on CBS of Andrew Catalan, James Lofton, and Amanda Balionis. I just want to let you know.
All right. I mean, did you think Eagles Jets was gonna have Buck and Aikman?
No, but I just wanted to let
you know. Oh, wait, there's Nance and Romo.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know. We're on the fourth squad. It's, you know.
We're gonna have Nance and Romo.
Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You know. We'll see. I don't know who Andrew Catalan is, so we'll see. Maybe he's good. I just don't know. Maybe he's an up and comer.
Cadillac. Let's go to Michelle. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Michelle.
Hey, Ann, how's it going?
What's happening, Michelle?
Hey, listen. Let me tell you just one thing.
Yes.
You started out this morning pretty good because I didn't have a lot of expectations for this team. But you know what they do. They pull you in. You get psyched up. See, they do just enough.
Yes.
To get you in there.
Yes.
However, I had them, and I think I had them at 6-11 at the beginning of the
season. Yeah, I did
too. Right where they should be.
Yep.
And I did not expect, because think about this. Anybody who goes back in history of Philadelphia, of the Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Giants, know anything can and will happen.
Yes. That's a great point. That's a great point.
The Eagles played a terrible game. Who cares? All I expected was for Jalen Reagor to catch that ball at the end zone.
I know.
That's all.
That would have been, wait, Michelle, that would have been Miracle the Meadowlands number four.
Number four.
You're right.
It's number four.
Oh, my God.
I'm sitting there talking about it with my son. He's 23. He's 23.
Oh, you're right. It would have been number four, the Miracle.
Right? So I'm like, just watch. You don't really remember Deshaun Jackson, Jordan.
Yes.
He caught that ball. He dropped it.
Yes.
We need that.
So he gets a block. Oh.
Yes. So look, we don't get that. What do we get now? We get, you know, the ball that's in the, it feels like his balls are in the air 6 seconds, 7 seconds.
Yeah.
It feels like all of these things. But as bad as he played, it's the Eagles and the Giants.
True that.
All Reagor had to do was catch the ball. Catch the ball on the side of your helmet.
You're right, Michelle. You're right.
To your finger.
Yes.
Ball forward.
Trap it again. And the, you know what's amazing, too, is that that was his best throw all game, right?
Exactly.
It was a pillow. It was soft.
Yes.
Right? Like, all you got to do is catch the mother father. That's it.
All you had to do, it was right there.
I know. Oh.
I'm like, dude, the Giants is giving you the game.
Yes, yes, you're right.
How many people was on that sideline with the when the Giants and the Eagles played and Deshaun ran it back? Remember what the coach said?
Yes.
How the F you punt the ball?
Yes.
That's the stuff we want.
Yes.
So it didn't matter to me about.
Michelle, that's a great point, man. What a great call. Great call.
I know who and what they are, so let's pick family out there. You know who and what the Eagles are. But your expectations is, what is it, Ant? You play the Giants twice and the Dallas Cowboys twice. You're supposed to be winning four games. If you win no more games.
Well, you got two with Washington and one more with Dallas. One more with
exactly.
the Giants.
Yeah, yep. One more with Dallas. We need yeah. those games. I don't care about the rest of the stuff. They're not good enough. Until he gets better. Which I don't expect, Ant.
Yeah.
He is a backup. Let's be real.
Yeah, you're right. Michelle, what a call. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're a great fan. You're great. Thank you, Michelle. No, I mean, she's right. And you know what, one thing that escaped me was it is Eagles-Giants. And she was dead on. Things happen. And that could have been the miracle number four.
Yeah, it could have been.
Michelle's dead on.
I said it out loud to
Did you really? I wasn't thinking about that. I'm like, jeez, motherfucker.
When we were,
I would have been number four.
I was in the studio with Jamie, Tyler, and Connor, and I said, "Here you go. Here's Miracle at the Meth."
Oh, you called
and,
it.
And Connor said it too, and we were like, "Yes."
I didn't even. I was so devoid of
Miracle Light, you know.
Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not, it wasn't B West, wasn't Deshaun. But, you know.
B West was, oh, it was a lot of one.
Wasn't Herm.
That was awesome.
You know, it wasn't any of those things. But.
Yeah, but listen, you play, like, you basically, you're going to lose all game long, and then you get a miracle at the end.
Yeah.
And again, guess what? That's miracle status. Now you're only a game behind the Cowboys.
Yeah. And then they got the COVID issues. And now you're 6-6.
Actually, you're right.
You're in the wild card spot because you'd have a win, one more win than the Vikings.
You're right. You're right.
Man, I'm bummed out, man.
You're right. You're exactly right, dude. Kevin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Kev.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing, man?
What's going on, Kev?
Not too much. Hey, I just want to thank you for having such an awesome show. You and Chunas do a great job. And, you know, I got laid off from a job I had 25 years back in July. I always try to check in with you guys about weekly because of my work schedule. But since I got laid off, man, I've been listening every day. And you guys just do such a great job.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that, man.
And where they're at.
Listen, I hope you're back to work soon, brother.
Yeah, we're working on that.
Good.
No worries about that, but it's been really good. So this team is bipolar, though, man. I can't even, and I understand the NFL. That's what the NFL is, man. Anyone who didn't see this trap coming, and I was texting my homeboys. We're on a homeboy thread, and we're texting, and we're all dreading it. A couple of them live in Denver. They were at the game a couple weeks ago. And, you know, so we're like, if we can get through this game, man, we might really have something. And when the league makes the adjustment to what the Eagles are doing, and they still couldn't stop the run, which is, I just go to the Jalen Reagor, the two drops. And for me, it's personal because, man, I love Justin Jefferson coming out, and I'm ready. I'm on that thread with my homeboys. We're taking Jefferson. We take Reagor because Howie wants to be the smartest guy in the room. And I give Howie credit for the offseason. He did a great job. We're going to get a number one pick. He maneuvered, got Miami's number one pick, got the pick for Wentz. But my gosh, does this guy not consider hands when he selects a receiver? I mean, how did he drop the second ball? The first ball, all right, that's kind of a
right. But that, you're back. Right, but it hits him, and it's so soft, the second ball.
And it's just a jump ball, and he's got position. Go rebound the basketball.
Yeah. And in reality, there was no interference. Like, it was just there for you. It's like you just got to catch it.
Go pick it off the... And he did have the one nice catch to get him down.
Right.
To contest the catch to get...
Kevin, how in the world do you not... How in the world can you miss that catch?
I mean, it's just like, what is going on? But like I said, it's a bipolar thing, man. You know this is a trap game. You know the Giants are going to come to play.
Yeah.
Our rivals, they want nothing better. But I'm kind of uplifted a little bit, and I'm with you on the Hurts thing, too, is you got to give him the full year. You got to take dumb decision-making. You know, I can't believe he made that throw at the end of the first half, but
yeah.
He made the throw. That was more about decision-making than anything.
Yeah, I mean, listen, all I care about is the future of this team, right?
Yep.
So I know Minshew's not a – we know he's not a franchise quarterback. He's not the future. And even though I may have my doubts about Hurts, I still want to learn more about it. So I need to be as sure as possible. And I don't gain anything by playing Minshew.
Yeah, especially considering there's no just can't-miss guy in the
– Right, it's a lot. You better get it right. Right, exactly.
Yeah. So why not build it? For me, I'm at the point where I'm like, build a defense. Let's see Sirianni. It's going to be interesting to see Nick if he can adjust this week to what the NFL, the new blueprint on how to beat the Eagles. Let him run the ball, play tough red zone defense, make Hurts beat you down at the red zone with his arm.
Yeah.
And we'll see if he can free some things up. But I still can't get over to Reagor. And then I got to watch the Vikings on local TV. Then I got to watch the Vikings play the
it's torture.
Or the Niners and Justin Jefferson. making ridiculous.
And Ayuk out of his mind. Debo Samuel. Yeah, I know, dude.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a killer.
Guys make,
yeah, they're ridiculous. They're ridiculous.
That's the darn ball.
Kev, I'm with you, buddy. Thank you. All right. Oh, my God. We got to take a quick time out. We'll be back in just a moment. Bizarre. That ball was... Listen, you guys are right in this, man. I'll give it up all day long. They win. You're going, all right. Cowboy, you're a game out of... You're a game behind Dallas. And then he does. All he has to do is catch it, and that's it. Just catch it. I hear you. Cuz Radio Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It sucks. You know, it's funny because there's a gamut of emotions. And, you know, one thing that kind of dawned on me, and maybe I was actually too analytical and, you know, with zero expectations. But to your point, and, you know, Michelle brought a lot to the table with the Giant thing. And you and Michelle, Tunis, talking about that miracle, like Miracle of the Meadowlands 4. It could have been something fun.
It could have been. Don't forget, as we talked about last week, the Giants are also, I hate the Giants more than the Cowboys, so that also adds to my anger toward that loss yesterday. But yeah, I mean, it could have been another
benign, you know, this group.
I know.
I don't know.
Yeah, but this group, this Giants group beat this Eagles group.
They were all banged up.
Yeah. And the Eagles shouldn't have lost to them, but they did.
Well, I only disagree with the shouldn't have.
The Eagles, I think, should have won that game.
I don't think so.
I think the Eagles should have won that game. Yes, I do.
You think they should have won the game?
Yes. They should have won that football game.
Because you know.
They were in a better spot. They didn't fire their offensive coordinator earlier this week.
Yeah,
they weren't missing players.
Yeah, but again, you're saying not how the game played out. You're saying before the game, they should have won.
I thought the Eagles should have won the game.
See, I thought it was a bad spot. But I hear what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
No, I'm not even saying.
I thought you were talking about how the game played out.
No, they're lucky they didn't lose.
Yeah, they should have
30-3.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is they should have lost by double digits.
They should.
They said they're a miracle. They said they're a layup catch.
Yeah,
dude.
And it was like the bend don't break worked yesterday. It did. They brought pressure a few times, but the bend but don't break thing worked yesterday.
Yeah, I still hate it.
I know. I do too.
All right, listen.
And they lucked out a few times with a few penalties for the Giants. Graham Gano misses a field goal.
I went back to this Rager scouting report.
Oh, God.
So anyway, the guy was loving on him, right? Big play opportunity, big speed, big play guy. Like, dude, he was gushing over him. However, he did cite this, and this is where he was right and what we talked about. He says one of the negatives, drops.
Oh, yeah.
As a wide receiver prospect, skill-wise, Jalen's biggest negatives, his drops. The two main causes of his drops are a lapse in concentration and weak hand strength at the catch point.
Great.
Weak hands! We always talk about being handsmen.
He's got no hands.
He's weak. Weak. Nothing worse than a receiver weak hands.
And listen, you take a flyer on that later. All right, he's got speed. He's the first round pick on.
By the way, see the play Quez makes the sidelines?
Yeah, it's incredible. Great play. He runs like every route in the route tree. Like, I like Quez Watkins. And to your point, we talked about this earlier because we had a caller that said they need to draft another wide receiver in the first round. That's ridiculous. But Quez Watkins was a sixth round pick. Like, you can make it work. Somebody tweeted me earlier. I'm sorry that I didn't respond. He goes, oh, they were hoping that Rager could be Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill is a fifth round pick. And he's nowhere near talented as Tyreek Hill, but he was a fifth round pick.
Who?
Exactly. Tyreek Hill was a fifth round pick. Rager was first.
How many Hills can you name?
Henry Hill. Tyreek Hill. George Hill.
George Hill. How about that? Al Hill. Remember Al Hill?
No, I don't want to.
You remember Al Hill?
No.
He was a flyer.
Really?
Yeah, Al Hill scored like two goals his first game.
And then that was it. King of the Hill. I liked that was a nice show. Propane.
I don't know that one.
No, it's a stupid cartoon.
All right. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Real quick. Did you see the greatest thing? I'll bring it up tomorrow because it's not worth it now. Kenny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Ken.
Hey, what's happening, Kenny? Hey, I just want to tell everybody in the Delaware Valley and Eagles fans everywhere, just relax. Just relax. This is a young team. We got a young quarterback. Does anybody remember when Donovan McNabb's first year?
Wait, please don't compare them.
I'm not comparing them.
Kenny, what... Let's forget the youngness of the quarterback. You have to admit that the quarterback's arm and the strength of his arm is an issue that Donovan didn't have because Donovan had a cannon. And franchise quarterbacks can make basic throws, snap throws, that he struggles to make.
And I'm not saying that he's going to be an all-star caliber football player, but he's decent enough for right now as a young quarterback. You've got something.
What does that mean, Ken?
That's all I'm saying.
Or like, let me ask you a question, right? Like, seriously. I want to ask you because you're the one who said he's a young quarterback. Listen, he's got a lot of things I like, but mostly his personality. But other than that, why would you settle for a guy that can't bring the ball down the field? Because you can't win that way.
It's his mechanics.
No, it's like not. Said, it's his strength, it's, though.
Listen to me. He can get the ball downfield. If Rager would have made that catch, either one of those catches, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yes, we would. I would be completely disappointed in the way he played yesterday.
Oh, he played like crap.
No, but that's not the product of mechanics. The reason why he's overdrafted in the second round is because he doesn't have the arm talent. That's what worries me about Jalen. And that can't be excused by youth.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Were the Eagles a playoff caliber team?
No.
This year?
No.
So why are we getting upset about it? Let the year play out. Let the year play out.
Well, there's a lot of people that go,
in my opinion.
Yeah, but here's why. Let me just start it. Because you and I kind of see it similarly, right? But here's the thing, Ken. Is that people go, well, wait a second, there is an extra wild card and you're in the mix. And the conference isn't that good. So that's why expectations change for a lot of people.
Oh, I understand that. But again, you got a first-year head coach. You got basically a first-year quarterback. Just let them develop. You got to learn how to win. And whether we like it or not, he put them in position to win again, and they just didn't catch the ball.
Who put them in position to win? The defense?
No. I'm talking about Hurts. Put them in position to win.
Well, not really. I mean, you know, he almost lost. He lost the game for you.
I didn't say he had a great game. I said he put
a. Kenny, we're missing words. Listen, I like the kid too, but unfortunately, and I'm not ready to bench him, and I give him, so I have an open mind, but that was a big test. He failed yesterday, and you got to admit it.
It was. It was.
I mean, that's it. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. I mean, we got to keep it real here. We got to keep it real.
He's lucky, here's the thing.
Isn't about youth. Right? Like, this is what disappoints me. And unfortunately, what my concerns have always been about Jalen is that it's not mechanics. It's not anything other than he doesn't have a strong enough arm. He doesn't have arm talent that can make up for a lot. Right? Like, and unfortunately, you know, if this were 20 years ago, you get away with it. Because, you know, you don't have to, you could be a game manager with a great defense and have his ability to move. But that's what scares me. And this whole thing of, well, it's just youth. It's not just youth. And one of the things that we're going to have to face at some point, and it may be he gets another year. It may be. But one of the things we're going to have to face is if he can't get the ball down the field by throwing it, right? If he can't be a quarterback and throw the ball down the field, dart the ball down the field in December during playoffs when you're matched against a Rodgers, a Brady, a Mahomes, a Russell Wilson, Prescott, you know, like Dak, like, listen, you know, Dak, you got to go up against Dak with those weapons and Dak will get it down the field. If you can't do that and match those guys, then you're wasting your time. Because why settle? Because it's always about winning a Super Bowl mm-hmm. and being a real contender like all those other dudes. And they're hard to come by. George, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic, Georgie.
Hey, cuz, Julius, what's good?
What's going on, George?
Hey, brother, you know what? I got to address this arm strength thing that you're talking about right now because I'm thinking back to Peyton Manning, Denver Broncos. He was throwing wiffle balls, but he knew where to throw those wiffle balls because he was strong mentally as a quarterback.
He can't. Wait, Tom, I got to stop you. Because he was coming off of neck fusion surgery. And the only reason why they were in the Super Bowl was because they had an elite defense.
No, but he still had to throw the ball down the field, and he really couldn't
Dude,
do it. But
come on, bro. Stop. He was out here. His neck was fused. Are you crazy?
I'm just saying.
You're going to mention Peyton Manning coming off of neck surgery.
He still got the job done without
arm strength. Stop. You can't. And this, you watch games all day long. I know you do, George. You can't win with a rag arm. You can't.
No. It's your game plan, cuz.
No. Who?
Montana didn't have a.
Dude, this is 2021. This isn't 1984.
No.
This is the modern age of football. Get out of 1984. George, stop with Walsh and Montana.
Peyton Manning.
Dude, he was coming off of neck fusion. This is ridiculous. George, ridiculous.
Ask Jeff George about having arm strength and winning.
Watch, because you named one guy who was a bum of a guy. He was a bum of a guy.
It's all about arm strength.
That's a
quarterbacking is a mental thing. Quarterbacking is a mental thing. Championship.
George, why are you bending over backwards for this kid? Why? Why are you bending over backwards for him when you can see what he is?
You got to give him a hold. Look.
I'm not telling you to bench him.
Look at Troy.
George.
Troy Edmond was horrible again.
In 1994, you got to get your head out of the past. Stop it. This is stupid conversation. This is a dumb conversation. You're giving me a Peyton Manning off neck surgery. That's the ridiculous, the most ridiculous argument I've ever heard in my life. I'm not telling you it's all arm, but it's a component that you have to have along with brains, along with leadership quality. You got to have it all. And again, I'm not telling you to pull the plug now, but this is ridiculous. You don't even know what you're looking at. If you're going to give me Troy Aikman, the game has changed since Bill Walsh and Joe Montana. Stop! It's 2021. It's just asinine. George, you're talking Mike's fella. And you sound like a guy that I could talk to all day long. But come on, this is ridiculous. This is nonsense. You actually fixed yourself to call me up and tell me Peyton Manning? Off of a neck surgery when he had Von Miller in his prime and that whole defense? And a run game? Oh, my God. This is absurd. What's wrong with you guys?
Club J Jaw checks in with Tyrone Hill as another good hill.
That's a good hill.
Figured I'd throw that out there.
What? I mean, is he really going?
Yeah, he went Peyton Manning? Yeah,
Hey, George, go look at Peyton Manning before he broke his neck. All right? Go look at that. My God. I mean, sometimes facts are facts, unfortunately. And once again, nobody's telling you to pull the plug. But when you watch loop throws, come on, dude. In December and wind, you got to win. God, you guys want to settle for nonsense. Tony, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, what's up, bud?
What's up, Tony T?
Yeah, listen, I want to deviate from my comment, but I got to address the arm issue. You know the biggest problem with me with the arm? And I saw over his times a few short passes. However, more than anything, it's timing. It's when to release the ball. He's waiting too long to release
the
ball.
And no zip, Tone.
Huh?
He's got no zip. That's a huge problem. He can't throw it out. Like, that's a problem. You look at the throws on the route tree. He can't make all those throws. And that's bogged down an offense.
I think he can make the throws, personally. I think he can. I think he needs a good quarterback coach because when especially the deep balls, he's releasing the ball a little bit too late. He's not anticipating when to release the ball on the break. He's waiting. And by that time, the defender be done caught up with him. But I think this game did not need to come down to that. I look at a 5-yard drop to Ward. I see Boston Scott touchdown called back by a holding penalty. Jalen had another big run by the same center that took Kelce's spot.
I get it. You like the kid. I like him too. Tone. I don't know what to tell you. You can make all these excuses up in the world for him. Go ahead. If that makes you feel good, because he's a nice kid, make all the excuses in the world for the kid. Go ahead. You think what you think. I got nothing to tell you. You obviously don't want to hear the truth. You want to stick your head in the sand. Because if you think he can make all the throws, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to say to that. Because that's just incorrect. He got an opportunity to throw the ball yesterday because the way the Giants played him, the way the Giants played the Eagles yesterday was we're going to mush rush him, right? We're going to attack the flats so you can't throw those quick hitters to the tight end and the wide receivers. We're going to make him throw the ball down the field to beat us. That's what they did. And unfortunately, didn't work out.
13 of 31.
You saw it. All right, well, I mean, it is what it is. All right, everybody, listen, forget all this nonsense. Have a great day. Make it special. We love you. We'll see you in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.